want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Hello.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke. They drink. They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
My wife is on the other line. Carpenter.
Hey. Hi, my sugar bear.
Hello, darling.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm good.
Let's talk De Niro. Let's talk. Analyze this.
Talk about your lover. Go ahead.
No, first thing I want to talk about.
Is she upset that you have this relationship with Robert De Niro?
I think it's adorable. But what it tickles me is that he makes fun of other people. That you know that like our friend who waited all day to see Sandy.
Hold on. You see that's where I got mad at her. She's equating my love of Robert De Niro's movies,
right,
to Steve Buckhantz, who waited 9 hours to say hello to Sandra Bullock. Yeah, there's a big difference. I go to all Robert De Niro's movies.
That's so you would love to meet him. Are you going to deny that you would love to meet Bobby?
Yeah, but you wouldn't stand in line for 9 hours.
You are absolutely right, Mike. I don't stand in line for anything.
I hate lying.
You would love to meet him just so you could shake his hand and touch him. And you told me the other day, it's not just his work you love. You think he's cool.
Yeah, I think he's a cool guy.
Like a schoolgirl crush.
My point is about Robert De Niro and my love of Robert De Niro's work in
right.
his movies.
Oh, yeah.
That it's
cool.
You can't put me in the class of Buzz.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Buzz.
No, I understood.
Like when Buzz watches TV, though, and he talks like about Letterman, he goes, well, last night Dave said this, or I wonder what Dave was thinking when he did this.
Right. You actually turned me on to this. I think Buzz has one of those weird relationships with Letterman. I think Buzz would like to be David Letterman. I mean,
Buzz would like to be that lady that used to break into his house all the time.
I'm over him now, but I like to think we're still good friends.
You used to talk like him with like gestures and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did. When he first showed up on television,
you still
I
do it occasionally.
You're doing it right there. You just did your hand like that. That was a Letterman move right there.
I identified with that guy right away. And yeah, there was a weird, I guess, sort of odd I'd like to think I'm past it
it's
now.
A Midwest thing, isn't it?
Probably.
When Buzz does the news tonight,
right.
Look at him with his index cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him with the index card. Just like he has. You see the way he's whipping around just like Letterman?
You're not over it yet, Buzz.
No, probably not.
But honey, there's a difference between standing in line for 9 hours to meet a celebrity. There's a difference between watching. When I talk about him, I don't talk about him. Again, please, Buzz, don't take offense.
No, a good example.
I don't talk about him and go, well, Robert said this or Robert.
The only difference is you think it in your head. You just know it. Sounds goofy if you say it.
See, I don't think that. You love him.
You think he's cool. It's not just his work. You like him, the man, whom you don't know.
That's the essence of celebrity. That's why people want memorabilia. That's why people want to, you know, be close to celebrities. That's why they get paid all the money. Because
he's a cool guy, man.
And it's silly. And it's goofy. And you think it's goofy when somebody likes you, you know, would do it to you, would like not.
Well, honey, that is ridiculous. Let's be honest. No, that is freaking ridiculous.
No, not your radio show.
I'm a schlub.
Fan of your work, but they don't know you.
Well, I would say, listen, although this is a stupid argument, I would say that people know me and Mike better from
yeah,
listening to
true.
Us on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely better to deal with like Robert De Niro or David Letterman.
Right. So it's even goofier that you like a man. You have no clue what he's like at all. And or if he's cool at home, he might hang around in his, and dress like my dad does in his underwear at home. You don't know that he's cool.
Just
you just
this.
Know that the characters he plays in movies
you,
are cool.
It sounds like she's jealous of Robert De Niro.
If De Niro dressed like your dad, he'd be cool doing it.
Wow.
But I don't call him Bobby. I don't call him Robert.
Right.
I refer to him by his last name, De Niro.
De Niro.
You think the same goofy thoughts that Buzz thinks about or you two. You think about Robert De Niro, only you know it sounds goofy, so you just think
have
it
you,
in your own little head. But I'm your wife, and
honey,
I know you do.
Have you
and
ever?
It slips out.
Have you ever heard me say something like that? Have you ever? Now, please be honest. I never have.
I never heard you call him Bobby.
Then how do you know I think it if you've never heard it?
Because you say things about his wife.
Well,
the phone is going aliens now on us. Hello?
Right. Sometimes
hello.
God steps in.
Hello. All right, well. Listen, the only other thing I want to say, just stay on the line and just grunt yes or no about that. When we went to see the movie, analyze this, we went with our friends Tom and Carolyn, our neighbors.
Okay?
Now, there was a guy behind us, sitting behind us. You know how every time I go to the movies, I say, oh, this guy, some guy was talking or laughing or doing something. And Frida always says, I didn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, there was a guy sitting directly behind us.
Right.
And this guy should have been in the test audience for this movie. Because this guy laughed at everything. He laughed at parts.
He probably loved Robert De Niro just as much as you.
He laughed at parts of this movie. I'll ignore that. He laughed at parts of this movie that you weren't supposed to like. In the
right.
opening sequence when De Niro's doing his narration,
mm-hmm.
talking about the Mafia families,
right.
the Gambini
right.
families, this guy was laughing. So the movie was done, and this guy was so annoying, laughing constantly during the movies. As soon as we stood up and the lights came on, first thing, Carolyn, our neighbor, said to me, she said, that guy behind us, what was his deal? And then Tom, her husband, said, I found him so annoying, constantly laughing so loudly at things that weren't funny.
So it's kind of like verification there.
Yeah, and I turned to Frida and I said, uh-huh, uh-huh, did you hear him? And she says, I didn't hear a thing.
Oh,
but this guy was so loud.
Vindication is what it would be.
This guy was so loud. Ridiculous. And the people at the theater we went to...
That's just my little way of torturing you. To pretend like I don't... The things that annoy you don't annoy me.
That is
correct.
And you know something? You have identified a torture for all spouses. I mean, that is the way. If you are not annoyed by what annoys your spouse, that is a good form of torture.
And I know. You just assume that your spouse is nuts. No, you're
worst
crazy.
Thing that Laura can say to me when we're driving along, we'll be cruising along, somebody will cut me off. I'm like, God, what is that? Man, what an idiot. Did you see that movie? And Laura will say something like, hey, come on. And I'm like, no! Stop torturing me!
And the other thing I've got to mention for this weekend is, I know I kid a lot about we got to put a big wall up around America.
Right.
But this weekend, I'm convinced we have to. Everywhere we went.
Yes.
Whether it be a store,
mm-hmm.
the movie theater.
Right.
Worst example, the restaurant that we went to have dinner Saturday
mm-hmm.
night. Nobody speaks our language. This is America. Speak the language. Now listen to this.
I'm going to go, boo-boo, because I'm about to go into no man's land.
All right, honey, but you'll agree, the waiter we had Saturday night didn't speak a lick of English, did he?
No, he didn't. And I would just want you to know before I go, I love you more than any other celebrity. I wish you could say the same.
I love you more than any celebrity.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Thank you.
I love you.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Robert De Niro called you and said, come away with me.
Oh, I'd leave her in a
heartbeat.
I'd leave her in a heartbeat. We go in this restaurant on Saturday night.
Right.
The guy comes over. He barely can get up. Would you like a drink?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's saying, yes, we'd like iced tea, water, Diet Coke. The guy's just giving us blank looks. Like he doesn't know. So now we're doing this. We're holding up the menu and we're saying, iced tea. Iced tea.
You had to do that because he didn't understand
right.
it.
We're actually, it's like we're playing Hooked on Phonics with him. Everybody
right.
at the table is going, all four of us, iced tea. And he's going, iced tea.
Was this a nice restaurant or a mid-level restaurant?
No, it's a crappy restaurant.
Crappy restaurant.
But indicative of the service we got all weekend when we went to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in line to buy the tickets. We'd like four for analyze this. The guy just gave me a blank look.
Right.
I go, four, hold up four.
Mm-hmm.
Analyze this.
Yeah.
Again, the guy just looking at me. Analyze it. But the worst was, this guy, the waiter that we had, at this. It was a Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm. although the guy was like Portuguese or something.
Okay.
Frida had a glass of water, and at one point she was making some grandiose statement, and she went with her arms, and boom, water goes flying
mm-hmm. right.
all over the place, right?
Happens.
So the guy comes over, we go, hey, can you help us clean this up? And he looks, and he smiles, and goes, yes, yes, and he leaves, and he never comes back again. So then the guy comes back 10 minutes later, and we said, okay, we've already cleaned it up. Can we have another glass of water? And he goes, glass of water. Yes, we go, glass of water. Beautiful. Guy, I swear to God, he comes back with more salsa. I'm not exaggerating about it. I'm not kidding. He comes back with salsa. He sits it down at the table. And we go, no, no, no. We wanted a glass of water. And he's like, he's all proud of himself. He goes, yeah.
You're just awesome.
Everywhere we went all weekend, nobody speaks the language. Build the wall. Build a big wall around America.
I think what it is, it's, you know, once again, you can point to the proud 4% that choose not to work in this country. There are some English-speaking people that are choosing not to work.
That's right.
That could fill those jobs and speak better English.
I'm not advocating throwing out those that are already here. But
now,
you've got to
keep them because, you know, and when you trace our ancestry back, everybody...
Oh,
you know,
I'm tired
back,
of hearing that, Mike.
You go back far enough, we all are doing the same thing.
Not me. I am a purebred American
because you had the
all
luck.
The way through.
You had the good fortune to be born in this country. That's why you had the luck to be born in this country.
Oh, please.
Hello?
We got to build a wall. No more new ones coming in. We'll keep the ones that we have.
Okay. Right.
We'll get them some special ed classes to learn the freaking language.
You know, if the founding fathers had done that, we might all still be walking around in powdered wigs.
Fly them all to Wyoming.
Hello, Donna Meisher. Yeah, that's... Well, no, no.
Because there's nothing in Wyoming. If you send them all there, build a big wall... That's all you need to do.
I just want a wall around the top of America by Canada and around the bottom of America by Mexico.
Think about it. There is nothing in Wyoming.
I think what you're dealing with here in the Washington area is you're dealing with such an incredible population growth that you're going to get to, you know, this is where the opportunities are for those kind of jobs, and it's not going to get
opportunity.
Better.
The guy's making $3 an hour. What do you say?
That's it. Those are the jobs that the people that don't speak the language can get.
Glass of water, and the guy brings us salsa.
Well,
20 minutes later, and the guy looks all happy, like he's done the job. So, and then my wife says to me when I said them, I'm not tipping this guy.
I think it's up to the people that run the joints to not put those people that can't speak the language in positions where they have to speak the language to do their job.
She says to me, you have to tip him something. I said, I have to tip him. He wanted water, and he brought you salsa. He screwed up every meal order that we had.
Right.
We all got the wrong food, but because we'd been there so long, we all just said, screw it, we'll eat what we got. I said, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him a dime, and I'm going to tell him it's a $100 bill. I won't know the difference.
Have you ever been up to our fine McDonald's here on the corner, the closest one to the station?
See, really, that one.
The record setter for probably the worst McDonald's in the world.
See, I've been there, Mike.
Buzz, Buzz, do you remember the last time we had that appearance up in Baltimore? Buzz was in back of me.
I was in line, in line behind
Sorry
him.
Sorry about that.
In line behind him at the drive-through window, and it seemed like he was there a half an hour, and I could see the steam coming out of Mike's ears as the wait got longer and longer.
And I was watching Buzz hurl lungers out the window.
The last thing, one more thing I said about the restaurant. I said to the guy, bathroom. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the bathroom. The guy, I swear to God, he gave me a blank look like. I said, bathroom. I have to, men's room.
You think that would be one that he'd know.
You know what I had to do? I had to get out a pencil from my wife's purse. I took a napkin.
Draw a picture of a toilet?
I drew a picture of a guy
right. With
his penis, and I drew little drops of water coming out of the end of the penis. And I said, here, and he went, he took me around the corner, showed me where it was.
God,
I swear.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Okay. Hey, I want to go to your Las Vegas-style show tonight.
Well, nobody's stopping you, my dear.
Well,
not
I've
really
never been
to
there
call
before, and none of my friends would like to go because they think it's a little risque, so to speak. So I personally would like to go. But would you consider it safe for me to go by myself? Would it be a place where, say, a single young lady would, I don't know, how would I say this, enjoy herself?
No, you would be like a piece of meat thrown to a... Throw into a pack of hungry dogs.
See, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm just curious to know if maybe one of your listeners around the area wouldn't mind escorting me there so I wouldn't feel like I was kind of fed to the pack of wolves.
This girl's giving me a headache.
Oh, come on.
Are you as annoying to your friends as you are on the phone?
No. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, come on. What is this? You're afraid to go to one of our Las Vegas-style shows? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, gosh. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, well, then you're kind of muscly. What are you worried about?
Muscly? I'm 5'2". I'm a tiny little thing.
But are you, do you have muscles?
Oh, I can kick anyone's ass.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's big and strong as bull.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you think it would be cool if I went?
Yes, that'd be absolutely cool. You'd have a, you'd have
you
a great time.
You just find me someone to go with.
No.
No.
Come on,
honey, there, listen, I'm not exaggerating. There'll be 800 horny guys there tonight. Just walk in the door, and there'll be 100 guys waiting to buy you a drink.
Sure.
So are you insinuating that I'm just looking out to get laid?
No, I'm simply telling you that there will be, for every woman, there's roughly 100 guys at one of our shows. That is the ratio. 100 men, one woman.
Yeah, I think what Dom was saying, that if you're looking for an escort, that would be the you know, the thing to do. Go there, you'll probably find some nice people. Well, not necessarily nice people.
You'll find people. You'll find people. You'll find people.
Lots of people.
All right, borderline people.
Oh, all right. I might go. It's a little scary, though.
No, just go.
Just go? What would you do if I went? Well,
you know, I don't like begging somebody to go. That somehow cheapens our event.
Well, you know, this is it's the world according to you, isn't it? The world just revolves around you, doesn't it?
Yes, in a way, you know.
Well, listen, come or don't come, we're doing a show with or without you tonight.
Well, I might be up there. I could probably win one of your contests, I would hope.
I don't doubt you'd probably be very good at the cigar contest.
Cigar contest?
I bet, you know what, I bet this girl is uniquely qualified for the all-new Monica Cigar Challenge.
We have a winner.
Yeah, you'll just have to sit and wait, wouldn't you? I might demonstrate my God-given talent.
I think we're talking to a humidor right here.
Yeah, so you don't know what the cigar contest is. You know what you think it is, but
I'm assuming. I would think well.
What do you think it is?
Isn't it where you would take a cigar and can I say it on the air?
Yeah, try to make it as clean as possible.
Okay. You take I guess you would take your cigar, depending on length, and you would insert it in a certain orifice.
All right, well, I take it back. You've got it. You've got it, but you have not seen the cigars that we use for this trip.
What size do you use for these
cigars?
They're
marvelous cigars.
Are they enormous?
You got to come out to the show and
bigger
see
bigger the better, you know.
See, I knew that you'd be uniquely qualified.
She's driving down there right now. Who's she kidding?
She'll be there.
I am a government intern, you know.
Yeah, this girl's got the Holland Tunnel between her legs.
You know, I am a government intern.
A government intern.
I sure am. Okay. So I guess I would be especially qualified.
Okay. Well, we might see it tonight.
You might.
Okay.
I take your word for it that it's actually kind of nice that I wouldn't get, you know, get any roofie stuck in my drink or anything like that.
I don't think a guy needs a roofie to score with you. A roofie is one of those pills that you give a girl and she gets all lightheaded. And then
roofie?
Haven't you heard about that on college campuses? Guys are giving them to girls all the time and
make them pass out.
Out, and then a guy has sex with a girl when she's passed out and she doesn't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why a guy would want to have sex with a woman who's passed out?
Unconscious, like dead.
Right. That's unless you were married to my first wife. I don't see why you'd want that.
A roofie.
Mm-hmm. My first wife was like that, and she never had a pill in her life.
You learn something every day on this show.
Hello. Hi, Robbie.
Remember Meredith Vieira's husband had sex with her when she's asleep.
That is correct.
Oh, that's right. The lady from The View.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello. That's a good thing.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Donaldo y Miguel. Hello,
hey.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm a loyal listener. Mostly I rarely call, but today I wanted to call. I'm the guy that faxed in Garofalo's wages to you. Remember that a while back?
No. Oh, Janine Garofalo. Do you know, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
That I had a beautiful thing going with her. I was actually going to have lunch with Janine Garofalo.
That wasn't my intent for you to blow it. I mean.
And then what I did was I read the stuff that you sent me.
I know. I listened to it. I was sweating bullets.
About the amount of money that she makes for doing movies and stuff. This, this guy works for a payroll company and sent us payroll stuff on Janine Garofalo. We read it on the radio. And immediately my lunch with her was canceled.
I'll never do it again if you can do it in the air. I thought you were just going to look at it, you know. But that's okay. It's cool. You know,
I mean, do you take other famous people's payrolls and distribute them for public consumption?
The other day, what's that?
I asked you, do you take other people's payrolls and distribute them for public consumption?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I'm just...
So that was an isolated case with you sending us Janine Garofalo's pay stubs?
You were just talking about it, and I looked it up, and I just thought, I don't know if I'd ever do that again. I mean, I could risk my job doing that. But anyway, I'm also the same guy that called you about the frog. I was watching Channel 31 here in Sacramento. I'm also the guy that called you and prompted you about that. So I'm a very loyal fan, and this is kind of...
You mean the frog being interviewed by Mark S. Allen and those guys?
Yeah, so you've got my undivoted loyalty. You know, I love you guys. I'm 50 years old. I listen mostly. I think you're very...
You know, I'm hearing 50?
50.
Speaking of what you were speaking of before, I'm hearing just a little Cheech and Chong in here.
I'm Hispanic. Yeah, I'm of Hispanic descent. I'm an American of Mexican descent. That's my correct title. I'm not a Mexican.
Well, do me a favor. When my wife asks for water, don't bring her goddamn salsa.
I was hot. And it all comes from this country not designating English as the primary language.
And good for you.
Enough.
All right, I like that.
We're educating the world's kids. We're feeding the world's hungry. Hey, enough. Okay. Enough.
All right. Maybe he could take that woman to our appearance.
The guy was using this like his personal soapbox.
Had a lot to say.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
We're down here at Blackie's right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, already?
The Raven alcoholics are down here now.
You got to love that. You got to love that. We don't hit the stage for another 4 hours, and already people are there.
Wow, well, you're going
to
get a good seat.
Right now, you're looking at about 50 to 60 people still coming in the door like crazy.
Let me point out that our show tonight at Blackie's, listen to this lineup we have for you.
It's a great lineup.
Lewis Craig Coleman will be crowd surfing. The Homo Joe Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
An all-new game, Smell Your Gal.
Yay.
Our uncensored X-rated tapes.
Right.
The Monica Giant Cigar Contest. As many three girls at once play in this game. Underwear fashion show with a cash prize of $200. Dennis Murphy skydiving photos, possibly video. And the highlight of the evening, Lewis drinking a vat of Perrier in a fantastic experiment.
Because we want to send everyone home happy and nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
That is tonight.
What this crowd you have here now?
Blackie's. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
He only wanted to talk when you were talking, Doug.
I appreciate it, though, that, you know, look at that. People are getting down to 4 hours early.
50 people already in Black, and it's going to be packed. It was packed the last time. It'll be packed again tonight.
It'll be a good show tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I'm a loyal listener. I've been listening to you way back at the early 90s when you guys did that great stuff with the Persian Gulf and all that stuff. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, classic.
I wanted to comment about this experience you had with the waiter.
Yes.
I've been in the business for about 15 years now, and it's been my personal goal, my personal challenge, to try to teach every single moron out there that if they're going to wait on a table, they got to be able to speak the language of the people who are eating dinner.
I think that's not too much to ask.
No. I don't think so either. They got to know what the person's ordering. You ask for water, you get salsa.
Right.
Yes, we're the best.
Hey, that's what happened to me. I asked for water.
Lewis's cup of...
And I got salsa. That's exactly what happened. That's a coincidence.
In America.
For auspicious status.
Salute you guys.
Thank you.
Doing an awesome job. Thank you.
I'm proud to be an American.
The purple mountains.
Majesty.
I only wish salsa was popular when Elvis was around.
America.
I think he made his own.
America.
Hey, man. Look at this big cup of salsa I just made.
My good.
With brotherhood.
Hey, Dr. Nick. How's this cup of salsa look to you? Get it right out to the lab.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to talk about what you were saying about that waiter that you had
yes.
That didn't bring you the salt, the water.
Right, yes.
I mean, people from other countries are trying, you know, they're coming over here, they're trying to, you know...
Learn the language!
I know the language, you
okay,
know.
Okay, good, then no problem. Get a job in that restaurant. Bring me some water.
No, see,
I don't want salsa, please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello there.
Right now I'm thinking about a big Irish beer glass full of salsa.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
First off, I'd like to say you guys are great. You make my drive to work to seem shorter. It's an hour and a half drive every day. I drive from Delaware to Jessup, Maryland every day.
Thank you.
And it makes it so good.
Thank you very much.
The thing about the foreigners is they call me every night and order their produce from me, and it drives me insane because they start screaming at me because I can't speak their language.
Right, and honey, they got to speak your language.
I think we've tapped into something here.
Bring me a glass of salsa. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Have you heard about TV's Lou Ferrigno's latest gig?
No, what? What is Stevie's Lou Ferrigno's latest gig?
Michael Jackson's personal trainer.
It's true. Oh, he mentioned that. Didn't he mention that when he was here?
Yeah, I think when he was here for the naked wedding, he mentioned
He wants to beef up for the new millennium and get a new image, a new dress.
Don't quit.
Oh, don't quit.
That's the wrong guy. That's,
hey, Michael Jackson, this is Jake Steinfeld.
I'm body by Jake.
I heard that you're going to get Lou Ferrigno to do your abadabas. No, man. Come on. I'll slim down that Batissimo and build you up. Just remember, Michael Jackson, don't quit.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good day.
Hey.
You know, I ate at the same restaurant, and I ordered a beer, and he brought me some donuts.
We'll be right back. Cash call time. Let's do that right now.
Oh, boy.
And then we got tons of other stuff to get to on today's episode. Hope you know how much is in the cash call jackpot, the cotton picking cash call jackpot. We haven't announced it yet on today's episode, so this will be a follow-over from Friday.
Over the week.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The comic hole created by the absence of Howard McNear's Floyd the Barber wasn't completely filled. It had been 15 months since Howard McNear's stroke, and although he was still suffering from paralysis, Andy wanted him back.
We called over there, and his wife Helen said, oh, if you'd just let him come back.
But they really don't roll up this out of you. But it's funny.
We built a little stand for him so he could lean back against. Most time we had him seated.
Hey, look at my new wife. Hi, Floyd. You got it.
He was just as wonderful as ever.
Shut up!
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some slots, too. Yeah. Do they have a lot of slots in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many slots who won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of slots in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show. No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Cash call time. Let's do that right now.
Oh, boy.
And then we got tons of other stuff to get to on today's episode. Hope you know how much is in the cash call jackpot, the cotton picking cash call jackpot. We haven't announced it yet on today's episode, so this will be a follow-over from Friday's episode.
That's right. Looking forward to it, too. Hopefully.
Do you have the answer? Speaking of condoms, do you have the answer in your wallet along with your condom?
I don't know what happened over the weekend, but I misplaced it.
I have no freaking idea.
You don't know either, but
I'm going to write it down, and I'm just going to try to guess.
Everybody on the show's at a loss.
Hold on a second.
I got it here. I wrote it down from Friday's episode. What, Mike? No. It's not one million dollars. No. Buzz?
I don't know.
No, you're winning.
No.
All right. So I guess we're just going to have to wait. But you know, right?
Yeah, I hope I got the right amount.
Good.
Rob, that's what I wrote down on Friday. Is it?
I believe so.
Perfect. Oh, you know what? This is even funnier. All right. Now, as you know, the entries that we pick are generated by a computer.
That's right.
Where the computer says, take entry number 74 of 5,000. So everybody gets an equal chance to win. Here's the entry that somebody sent in. This is one that was not faxed and sent in.
Yes.
I'll read it to you as it was handed to me.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, I listen to you in Mobile, Alabama on WABB. I listen to the whole show. And there's a phone number, and there's no name.
No name at all.
No name at all.
Doesn't get any more basic than that. All the incredible technology we have at our disposal for communication between individuals, and we get that.
Hello, and thank you for calling UMass. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time during this message.
No.
If you wish to speak to an operator, press 201.
This ought to be interesting. Say Mobile?
Mobile, Alabama.
Ask for scooter.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hello, this is Don Geronimo, Michael O'Meara. Hi, are you the lady that entered our cash call and didn't send her name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
We got your invite, your entry, but you didn't put your name on it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. What is your name?
Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So we're calling you. Look at this. We got your... And what a stroke of luck.
This is very lucky that we actually made it through to her.
We got your entry in the cash call game.
You're not coming up to the switchboard.
There's no name on this, yet we received your letter and contacted you. Christy in Mobile, Alabama, how much is in the cotton picking cash call jackpot?
$251.
$251. No.
No, Christy.
No.
Just another detail that wasn't sweated.
Christy, that buzzer's for you, honey.
Sorry,
Christy.
Bye.
What, were you running away now? Hello?
She's gone.
She's done.
Oh, now come on.
She's out of there.
Come on.
She didn't want to play our reindeer game.
Well, I'm just going to call her back.
Very frustrated. You know, we didn't even get a chance to make nice.
Perhaps she was embarrassed.
Yeah, you know, a lot
Hello,
of people are embarrassed.
Calling CMS. If you know you...
Call Christy again.
Well, come on. Don't hang up on us. Jesus Christ. Hey, Christy.
Christy.
Hang on just a second.
Why'd you hang up on us? Some of your favorite DJs.
Let me get it for you, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Run back to her desk,
crying her eyes out.
Oh, God.
I hope.
Oh, no.
She's just jumped off the building.
Hi.
Hey, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, is everything all right?
Yeah.
Why'd you just hang up on us?
I thought you were hanging up on me.
No, we always like to make a little nice chit-chat after, even when we get somebody who doesn't win.
I was excited. Sorry.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah.
And, you know, we wanted to rub it in a little bit. But, I mean, out of, like, we've received 8,000 entries at this contest, and you didn't even write down your goddamn name. We happened to call you out of the blue, and you didn't know. That's all we wanted to say.
Well, we have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, well, what? We have to take into consideration?
That I'm from Mobile.
Oh, Christy. Well, listen, we hope you win next time.
Okay.
Like, there'll be a next time.
No!
Listen, I just wanted to just play you one tape. Christy? Christy?
Oh, my God.
Christy, she did it again.
She hung Christy. Up again.
You know, for a receptionist, for somebody who answers the phone, that's not great phone
that's
etiquette.
The second one I'm wondering about.
I think she's steamed.
That's twice now. That's twice
Hello,
she hung up on.
For calling CMS.
The second time she hung up, and we just wanted to play her the tape.
She's bitter.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Christy, please.
One moment. Yes.
Christy?
What?
Stop hanging up on us.
Stop that.
I thought you hung up on me.
No.
We weren't done with you yet.
We wanted to play a tape for you.
All right, this tape's for you, Christy, okay? All right, please don't hang up.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it. You blew it.
All right, that's all.
And that's a new record for, staying on the line with somebody that actually lost the contest.
Christy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought for a minute, but I heard a click, and I thought she was gone again.
Thank you very much for not hanging up that time.
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening to our show.
You're welcome.
Even though not as faithfully as you should have. Thank you, though.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. That went well.
Wow.
All right.
All right, what are we going to change the total to?
Well, it was $113.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You thought it was $1 million.
I thought it was $1 million.
We're going to add 56 bucks. Okay? So that means next up, it's
$169?
$169.
Oh, that's a good number.
In a Chinese restaurant, if you order number 69, it's toucan chew. $169 the next time we make a cotton-picking cash call. Want to be our next big wiener? Here's Dude Walker.
If you want to enter the cash call contest, get together your name, the times you listen, your phone numbers, and the station where you catch the show, and fax it to 1-800-636-6410. Or mail it to Cash Call, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Back to you, Don and Mike.
Thanks, Dude. Always an adventure on this show.
Certainly is. You never know what's going to happen
with a cash call game. So next time, $169. Please don't say we didn't tell you.
That's for sure.
And make sure you write down at the end of the contest the times that you listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
because that's the only time that we'll call to give you the chance to win the money. See, like on this letter, the unsigned letter, she wrote, I listened to the whole show.
That's right. The more information you give us, the better your chances to win.
Like okay. your name. Yeah, one more thing I wanted to get to in this break was a letter that we received.
Okay.
Now, we get lots of crazy mail, but this is way up there.
A lot of kooky, crazy mail.
First off, take a look at the handwriting on this, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Right? Any relation to Christy?
It's like from the Ted Kaczynski School of Writing. Dear Don and Mike, fans of Radio Godness, don't forget your crew. Through the years of radio programming, period. Did you never...
Okay. I was waiting for like the theme to say, like perhaps something to tie the sentence, and now you've made it crystal clear.
Did you never think of overseas market, period? Radio, question mark. Possibility could be endless, period. Mining your radio program, period. The gods of radio program show, period. Bloody good idea, huh? Guys, question mark. Reasons I write to you, period. Because, comma, no one seemed to listen to my ideal, dot, dot, dot.
dot, dot, dot.
My ideal is to build a place, period. Put people to work, period. Get people a place to live, period. Have some money in their pocket, period.
Wow.
So, people can turn, period.
Is that Dan Quayle?
And say, comma, thank you for giving me a home, period.
Mm-hmm.
Life which I can live, period.
It's not Magic Christian, is it?
I will create about 150 jobs, period. I need your voice to promote my ideal, period. Making donation for the people, period. Who, period, want to become unemployed,
period.
I will not be making a dime, period. Because I came to you, period. People will making a good choice, period. Donation from common people to the big name corporation, period. Make an appointment, period. Please call me at, and that has a phone number.
Very good. Love to speak with this individual.
Please do not radio my number over the air, period.
Very good.
Wish to come to you on the air and talk about this project.
As do we,
period. Looking forward to seeing you in person, period. Leave a message if I'm present, comma. Your fan,
oh, wow,
Mr. Garner.
Mr. Garner, James Garner. Ever since he started doing those 10-10-3-2-1 commercials.
Well, he took some falls in the Rockford file.
He hasn't been the same since. Leave a message if I'm present.
All right. I just read it to you as written.
Very good.
I mean, we get some crazy, crazy kooky mail.
We do indeed.
But this is way up there.
Probably a busy guy. Hello?
God, I wish he was there.
I hope his voice is on the machine.
Hello, please.
Hey, fits the writing.
Hey, Mr. Gardner.
How you doing?
It's Don and Mike.
We got your wonderful letter.
This isn't James Gardner, is it?
Or Bill Gardner, the baseball guy?
Oh. Hold on, are you going to start playing the Garner game with me?
I can't help myself.
Garner. I cannot come up with one single Garner.
There are not a lot of Garners.
James Garner, baseball player. Mike, king of the Garners.
King of the Garners, including this man. That means he's my subject.
Hey, listen, Mr. Garner. It's Don and Mike. We received your wonderful letter, and we would love to talk to you about it in length at some point.
Have you thought about writing professionally?
So please, call us on our toll-free line. You know the phone number. We'll be waiting for your call.
Thank you.
Goodbye. There's been two real-life human beings calling you.
We're by good.
Period. Comma. Dot, dot, dot. All right, bye-bye.
We left a message because he was present.
Bye-bye.
There you
go. That's what it said. All right, Rob, please put that in our kooky, crazy letter file.
Crazy.
And maybe at some point that guy will call us back. Hello, it'd probably be right when we're in the middle of something else.
Of course, that's right.
Like it always is. Hello, Donna Mike.
Garner, I hardly knew her.
Was he playing a Garner game?
Yeah, Garner, I hardly knew her. I was thinking if Mr. Garner does call back, I wonder if there's a room on that airplane for Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Mousy Garner was a fill-in for the Three Stooges.
Well, that's so easy now after the fact.
Listen, Doug, haven't you heard us yell at guys who always call after we're done with the name game? When you've had time to sit back in your easy chair and come up with someone else with the last name of Garner?
Hey, bud, I just called you straight out.
Well, no, but it doesn't count. If it's after the competition,
you've had...
Hey, all this was a hint, pal.
Hey, listen.
If you don't
first off, buddy.
Pal.
Listen, buddy. I'm not your pal, okay? Okay?
You understand that, buddy?
If only I could be like you.
All right, we're going to have to make an example out of you.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, did he hang up on us?
He's gone, that big wimp.
He hang up on us?
That big wimp.
If only. 1-301.
All right, get that number, please. I'm going to call that guy back. Call him back and challenge him to the name game.
That's right.
If there's anything that fries my ass,
yes,
if somebody calling after we're already done with the name game, which is incredible pressure.
It certainly is.
Real easy to sit there on your easy chair and go, oh, Mouse Gardner. Yeah, I just came up with that 5 minutes after they were done with the name game.
I'm sure he'll want to play the game with us now since he's such a good friend.
Buddy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
I just want to tell you, I know about Don's obsession with Helen Hunt, and I'm told about once every couple of weeks that I look exactly like her.
Baby, would you like to come to a wedding on Friday?
Yeah. The naked wedding?
Yes.
I so wanted to be in it, but I don't have anyone to marry.
Okay, well, listen,
doesn't matter.
You could still be involved.
I will get naked and do this.
Oh, great. We'd love to have you as a maid of honor.
Really?
Yeah, I mean a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe this. She's going to look like Misery. Like, what's her name?
Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates.
I want to believe.
You probably look like a cane lady.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
So you want to come down here and be a bridesmaid?
I do. What time?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
One of my lemmings will give you the information.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
It was so kind of low-key that, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be true. Now we're going to call the guy that wants to play the name game? Mousy Garner.
For goodness sake, at least stay on the line with us.
And then we can actually try the name game now. on an even playing field.
Hey, I've been trying to call you guys, man.
Hold on, buddy. You're the guy that hung up, and I had to get your number off the caller ID.
Like this, we're getting in the car.
Okay, well, we're ready now to put it on an even playing field, pal.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Buzz?
I just called in to give you a tip on
that
for real.
No, hold on.
But I'm glad to play this.
Haven't you ever heard us when we get mad at people that do that, though?
No.
You've never heard that.
Well,
I really haven't. But I'm sure you have, and that's cool.
And what we normally do is we like to put it on an even playing field and have the fresh version of the name game, so you, Mr. Monday Morning Quarterback, can go against us head to head.
No problem. I'll go against you head to head, but you have to concede victory when it's all over.
Oh, like if you beat us? Do you know
like
that?
If I beat you.
Me and Mike have never been beaten by a listener in the name game.
Undefeated.
That's right.
Undefeated, pal.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Buzz, give us a name, please.
Say hi, Ben.
Ben. That would be Ben Kingsley.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Franklin.
That would be Gentle Ben.
Ben Stiller.
Big Ben.
That would be Ben Peterson, our janitor.
Did you have Ben Kingsley?
Yeah.
Okay. Ben, Ben. Ben. Ben.
How about Bend Over?
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I'm out.
Okay, Private Benjamin.
No, doesn't count.
It's got to be
a
Ben.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count. You got to move on now. You got to come up with a Ben.
Are you ready to be knocked out right now? Ben Hur, Ben Hogan. I'm now two up on you.
Ben Hogan.
I had that one. I just said that.
Is it Ben Affleck already?
Yes.
Did you hear that or not?
Yes.
I turned off my radio like the guy was.
I'm two ahead of you right now.
Okay, Got me. I can see.
Got you. Are your children in the car right now?
Yes, they are.
Say to them, I want to hear you say to them, kids, your daddy is a loser. Let me hear you say that to them.
That'll happen.
No, come on, say it.
That'll happen.
All right, you lost.
Hey.
Are you ready for another one? Ben E. King.
Ooh.
You know, Stand By Me.
And there he goes.
And he's gone.
He just hung up again?
Yeah, he's gone.
Seems to be the theme of today's show.
Yeah, everybody's hanging up. We wanted to gloat. We need our proper amount of gloating time. It's important to get our proper amount of gloating time.
I'll just talk to one of his children right now.
Drop call. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yes, it's the second time.
It's a drop call.
Put one of your children on the phone. I want to talk to one of your children right now.
They're too little for you guys.
No, put one of them on.
6 and 7.
Put the 7-year-old on. I promise I won't use any foul language.
No.
Well, you have to give us our proper amount of gloating time here.
Then say what now?
We won.
Say, Daddy is a big loser at the name game.
Right. Right. Well, 2-1 first off, okay? And let's call it the way it is.
Hey, the bottom line is, you know what you said this? Are you ready to concede defeat? I dropped out first, and it was you against Don, and we are undefeated.
Okay. Not you are undefeated.
We are undefeated. We are a team. We are a two-headed monster.
Individually, okay. You
had a terrible effort today, and Don beat you. He finished you off.
You like the odds at the start of the game.
Yeah, you like the odds. That's right, pal. Okay, buddy, pal.
Unbeat me.
Sweetheart,
unbeat
baby.
Me.
Listen, say to your kids, daddy's a big loser at the name game.
Daddy didn't win the name game, guys.
Daddy's a big loser at the name game.
And he might practice and call in and do it again. I'll have to make sure I call in 5 minutes after it's over.
Yeah, like you did the last time. Have you learned your lesson?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Right, very good.
Not
thank
really,
you.
Though, but anyway.
No, you're bad.
Guys.
You're a bad
hey,
seed.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Way to go, Don. Hey, Don, thanks for the help.
Good job.
I was really kind of like, bleh. Ben, I don't know. See, early part of the week, I just...
Did I have Ben Gay?
I don't think so.
No. Ben Casey?
Look at this.
Oh, Christ, I'm king of the bench.
You are king of the bench. Did you get Ben Peterson?
Yeah, I had him.
Good.
I had
very
him.
Good. All right. I just want to make sure. He always likes to be involved.
And Brian Ben. Well, they really count. Ben Crenshaw. There's another golfer you should have had.
Now. I know. I just, all of a sudden, I had a little aneurysm or something.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You had an aneurysm? Hello?
Hello?
Hello there. You're on the air. I'm glad you remembered that.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Are you talking to the girl that called that said that she's Helen Hunt? Or looks like her?
Are you that girl?
I don't know. I called a few minutes ago and said that I looked like Helen Hunt, and you told me to sit on hold and you were going
to
give me this.
Oh, and nobody went to help you.
No, and I've been on hold.
Rob, go make sure one of our lemming sauces is ready.
That's our crack staff.
Hold on a second, please.
All right, my apologies.
I just see lots of lines on hold. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Michael.
Yes, hello, Michael.
And I'm calling from Las Vegas, but I'm from New Orleans originally. And what I wanted to ask...
Thank you for the bio.
No, please listen. Would you two like to go to a Mardi Gras ball? And
no.
You can, there's always famous people there. Can even get you on a float.
Only if it's a gay Mardi Gras ball.
Only if it's the gay Mardi Gras. No, seriously, if you're interested.
No, we're serious. It's got to be gay.
It's got to be gay.
They're not fun unless they're gay.
There are plenty of gay people there, though.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right, can't help it.
See you later.
Wait.
Oh, man. Hello. You can have some fun.
Not a Mike Show.
Hey, Shane from Spokane.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, I wrote down my ex-girlfriend's number or name, put it in the ice cube tray, and nothing's bad happened yet. How long does it take?
I don't know. I'm not an ex. You talking about the curse that I gave you last week?
Yes, sir.
How do you know nothing's bad has happened to her yet?
Well, because we have a son together, so I see her frequently.
Well, maybe she's just not telling you the bad stuff that's happened to her.
Couldn't be.
So maybe what do I need to do? How do I... I'm confused.
Find a new hobby.
Shane, you might not have done it the right way, and all sorts of horrible things can happen if you do that. You have any hearing loss in your right ear?
No, I do not.
Okay, that's going to happen.
Shane, I gave you the curse. The curse is you write a person's name on a little piece of paper,
right.
Put it in an ice cube tray, fill it up with water, and then put it in the freezer. And as soon as it freezes, the curse goes into effect.
I did just that.
But if there's any kind of contamination in that water, like if you didn't wash your hands properly before you filled the ice cube tray,
well,
it could be a problem. Are you a compulsive hand washer?
Well, no.
Did you use all capital letters?
Yes, I did.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
All right there. You got uppercase and lowercase.
That's it. Just like it would be on a letter.
That's my problem.
Okay. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's
one of his problems.
Shane, great cowboy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, question for you. You guys are always having all this fun stuff, you know, like this wedding coming up and some of these little fun events you've been to. Just curious, are you guys videotaping this for any future possible movies?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
So you got to be there, you know, to see, huh?
We're going
to
be there, and, you know, as we were discussing earlier, if you're blind or if you were to blind yourself, you'd enjoy it a lot more.
Because then it's like television.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a good imagination. That'll have to do.
All right. Thank you. Get a hot poker.
Right, see
you. That would be a classic example of a listener who wants just a little bit more from us.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Like we don't deliver enough.
Amazing. They just keep wanting. Take.
Day after day. Yes. Hello.
Hi. I got something for your toenail fungus.
What?
Hey, Ben Johnson, Olympic runner.
What?
He's throwing in another
Ben
band.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that.
No, hey, come on. How easy is that?
Very.
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 All right, goodbye.
Mr. Air Compressor.
Goodbye. Quick break. We're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry. They didn't kill them.
That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Amy, whatever you think I'm about doing, please don't do it. Amy, for God.
Shh, darling. Trust me.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Amy, please!
Almost done. Just one more.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, let's get to these dueling dads.
All right, we're going to put them in the octagon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the main event.
It's
Furby time. Mike, as I look out, I see many signs. Don and Mike 316.
Yes, very good. This is quite a wrestling crowd, and there's not a tooth in the house.
It's going to be dad versus dad as we're giving away a Furby a day every day from now until Christmas.
We've done this with mothers a lot, and I'll tell you something, they're fantastic. The dads have a lot to live up to.
Let's meet our first dad. He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and his name is Joe. Hey, Joe, buddy.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm a radio disciple.
All right. Joe, who will you be playing for today?
I'm going to be playing for Evelyn.
Evelyn. Is that your daughter?
Dearest Evelyn, yes. And it's somewhat similar to Mike. She was born in March of 1995, right around when Mike had his first child.
Oh, a little three-year-old.
That's right.
A little three-year-old Evelyn. So is she old enough to know what a Furby is?
Oh, she knows. And she's asking, where are they? Where are they?
Okay. Joe, now keep in mind the rules. No cussing.
Mm-hmm.
No saying anything about the other guy's kids.
All right.
But beyond that, let it fly. Let's meet the challenger. All right. From Washington, D.C., his name is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Buddy, Matt, who will you be playing for today?
Going to be playing for my daughter Abigail and my son AJ.
Oh, two kids. That's great.
How old are your kids, Matt?
6 and 4.
And they obviously know what a Furby is?
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah, 6 years old. That's prime Furby territory.
It sure is.
All right, now, 60 seconds of the squared circle. Only one of you guys is going to come out on top. And we'll go to the finals to win the Furby for your child. The other father will be a big, fat, hairy loser.
That's right.
And probably will ruin Christmas for his family. So don't let me put any added pressure on you. But let's start. Go, Joe and Matt. Go!
Matt, you scum, man. You nothing on my baby.
Hey, Joe, not to say anything against your family, man, but if you go home to sleep next to a Furby every night, why the hell you need one?
Hey, she's a beautiful thing. She talks back. That's all right. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, but only if you touch her, Joe. Sorry to say that.
I touch her with the pole. That's enough.
Hey, Joe, well, you need a pole, you know.
Hey, anything will do. Anything will do, you know. It's better to wax than your own.
Hey, Joe, I'd rather wax my own than wax a Furby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wax on, wax off. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Joe, that sounds like a personal problem to me.
Oh, you're weak, man. You got nothing. Bring me something worthwhile.
Hey, Joe, I don't have
to. These guys are pretty lame. This is a pretty lame fight,
yeah. Furby. No, I got the Furby.
Not even a prayer. Not a prayer. You got nothing on me, baby. This thing's coming up to Harrisburg. I own it.
Joe, you live in Pennsylvania with a Furby. What the hell do you need me to send you one for?
Hey, it's Pennsylvania. I fit right in with that wrestling crowd. I got three teeth.
Hey, well, then take them all back to Pennsylvania because I'm taking the Furby home to my daughter.
All right. Boy, not at all what I was hoping for there.
No, not in a very mellow, very, very mellow. Was, nobody really went for the juggler in there. It was,
both of you guys are very civilized, man.
Yeah, this was a real fight, you know. The crowd, after about 11 rounds, would start booing. too many clinches.
I think they'd be throwing stuff back. Well, let's see. What does the crowd think, Mike?
They don't like either one of them, Don.
I'm sorry. They're both disqualified.
Sorry, guys. Not picking up. But thank you for your participation.
Hey, that's the way it goes, man.
That's the way it goes in the octagon.
Let's meet our next two contestants.
All right, there's a lot to live up to here.
Calling us from Modesto, California, here is John, buddy. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Going great. John, who will you be playing for today?
I'll be playing for Sabrina and Rick.
Are those your kids?
Yeah, those are my 3-year-old and my 4-year-old.
All right, what about Nina? That's what it says on my screen, is Nina.
Well, those are the older ones. I got a 4 and a 12-year-old, but they're a little older than for the Furby. They're 12 and 11.
How many total kids do you have there, Johnny?
I got 4.
4 kids.
I'm busy.
Either way, win or lose, I'm going to give you a package of rubbers when we're done with this. Now, John, let's meet your challenger. He's from Stafford, Virginia.
Oh, that's fighting country.
And his name is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike? How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, buddy. Paul, who will you be playing for today?
I'll be playing for Nathan, my son. He's 7.
All right.
Nathan want a Furby?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You folks down in Stafford County, you like a good go now and then, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we can go.
All right now, fellas, none of that pussy-fied stuff that those last two fellas were giving us. Like, okay. Oh, hey, I'd like to wax that Furby. Well, I'll tell you something. You're from Pennsylvania. No, those guys suck. But keep in mind that you can't go as far as cursing or saying something bad about the other guy's kids, okay?
Okay.
It's Modesto, California against Stafford, Virginia.
All right, 60 seconds in the squared circle. Ready and...
Hey!
Let's get ready to rumble. Go.
Hey, you know what all satisfied women say about sex, don't you? Nah, I didn't think you did.
Come on, spit it out. You ain't getting no fur. The fur belongs to me.
Oh, shoot. You don't need no fur? Down here in Stafford, we need plenty. Figuring on everybody shaves it.
Just because you shave it, what's wrong with a little shaving?
Oh,
you ain't getting a Furby. The Furby belongs to me.
Oh, no. You don't even know what
come
a Furby
on,
is.
You should have been a Monica.
Shoot.
All right, listen, I'm going to cancel another round of this.
Sorry. No.
I'm going to give 2 more guys a try, and if they can't do any better, we're going to go to the women, because the women know how to fight for a prize for their kids.
The ladies are just, you know, tremendous compared to the guys. And, you know, for the guys, just a little piece of advice here. Let's stop being so obsessed about the fur, okay? The fur has seemed to be a running theme here, and it's not working.
Let's meet our final 2 male contestants before we decide to give up on men.
Okay, this is the last chance here. We've had 4 disqualifications.
And, you know, as much as men love to fight,
right?
I would think it would be rather easy at this point. You're talking about winning something for your kid.
Yep.
And it's like 2 hungry dogs, 1 piece of meat.
And, you know, guys can do it verbally. I mean, it doesn't always have to be fisticuffs, but it always ends up in fisticuffs, but it's usually better if they have a real, you know, altercation.
Mike, here's our next contestant on WPW. That, of course, is World Pussy Wrestling. His name is Art. Hello, Art.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Art is from Falls Church, Virginia. He's a new player.
Uh-huh.
Art, who will you be playing for?
I'll be playing for my son Anthony and Christian.
Anthony!
How old are your kids?
7 and 3.
They both want this Furby?
Very much.
Very much. Okay, let's meet your contestants. He's from Manassas, Virginia.
Oh,
his name is Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Paul, who will you be playing for?
Nicole, Danielle and Nicholas.
Those your kids?
Yeah, two of them.
How old are they?
1.5 and 5 years old.
And do they both realize the value of the Furby?
The 5-year-old does. The 1.5, he'll just chew on it.
All right, fellas, you're the last hope for mankind.
You got a lot to accomplish here. I mean, not only are you competing for the Furby, but you're representing your sex.
Because if these guys blow, we're going to open up the phones for women. Because one thing we found out on this show is that when we throw out one prize, women know how to fight for it. All right, guys, Art and Paul, on your mark, get set. Rumble.
Church, Jesus, you don't deserve a Furby. All you're going to do is take it and sell it on the black market, go to the liquor store. You ain't got no teeth. What do you need a Furby for?
Go back to your fat wife. Need a Furby to me.
Oh, my God. You know what? She keeps me warm and nice. At least I got a wife. You're probably gay. You ain't got no children.
Your wife got a penis.
She ain't got no, it's a strap on. Yours got a real penis.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Come on now. Oh. Jesus Christ. Put in your teeth. Put in your teeth. Come on, put in your teeth. Put down the glass and put it in.
Talk to me.
Come on, come on. Jesus. My God, your kids are probably 20, 21 years old. They still live with you.
Don't talk about the kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
Got none. I'm sorry, how can you have kids with a man? You're gay. You don't have any kids. Come on, just admit it. Say something, would you?
Come on. Come on, Buford.
What?
You're good as a whole.
Oh, I'm a redneck. I admit it. I'm from the great state of Manhattan.
All right, listen, hold on. That guy right there. That guy's the winner in this round.
Paul, congratulations. Paul. You made it through the first round in the octagon.
Thank you very much.
No, wait, hold on. I think it was the other guy.
Now, Paul from Manassas was the guy that won, I think.
No, both of you say something right now.
Yeah.
Say your names, please.
My name is Paul.
The other guy, say something.
He's from Falls Church. He ain't going to say nothing.
That's the guy that's the winner right there. Hold on. Which one of you guys called the other guy gay?
I called him gay.
And who are you?
My name is Paul from Manassas.
There you go.
All right, okay. All right. There you go. Paul's the winner this round.
Hey, I'd just like to say season's greetings to the other guy. Nothing personal.
And the guy got off the guy.
He just hung up.
You knocked him out of the octagon.
I got to look out the window now. Jesus.
You knocked his block off.
I got a wild thought here.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to do a round now.
Right.
With two women. And then for the final round,
sure,
have it be like O.J. versus Nicole.
I think that's a great idea.
Dude, this guy, Art.
That's terrific.
Who seems to be the king of the men.
Yeah.
Against.
Paul. Paul's the king of the men.
Paul.
Right.
Take that name Art off the screen, please.
Get Art out of there.
And we'll put Paul, king of the men.
Against the winner of the women.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
So it'll be male versus female in the next round. Because I think this guy, Paul.
Right.
The problem is when you fight one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty limited what you can say. I mean, he gave him all his best shots already. You're gay.
Sure.
Your wife has a penis.
That's right.
All that other material. So, Paul will battle the winner of the female round.
Very good.
Let's reset the phones now, and let's get girls to call in.
And we'll have Paul over on the sidelines, who will be waiting in the green room to do battle with the women.
So, moms, this is your chance. We were going to do this just for the guys today,
mm-hmm.
but... They blew it.
They blew it, and we're going to have a battle of the sexes.
We had six guys, and only one guy has got a big enough set of balls to go to the finals.
One guy left standing.
So all you girls with balls, call us right now at 1-800-636-1067. We'll have two moms battle it out, and the winner of that will take on Paul. All right. Charles Broyhill, Christine Kerner both tell me that the women... want to fight.
Sure. Well, I think the women have always demonstrated in this type of competition they are superior, but Paul has a tremendous responsibility because conceivably he could win.
Yes, and we only have one Furby.
Mm-hmm.
So to everybody that's calling today, don't think that we're going to do that disc jockey cop-out.
No way.
Where we say, you know what? We just can't decide. You both win the prize.
Yeah.
The guy and the gal.
No, it's not going to work like that.
You know, and there is no guarantee that we're going to give it to the woman either.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
I know a lot of people think that we are always soft on women.
No way.
We are hard on women.
Absolutely.
Here is Patty.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Patty.
How are you?
Herman Patty.
We're doing great. Where are you calling from, Patty?
McLean,
who will you be playing for today, Patty?
This is for my best friend's little girl, Katie.
You know what?
That was our audience. That was our audience doing that, too.
If you have not squeezed the baby out,
right,
then I'm sorry you cannot play.
Oh, that's not fair.
I'm sorry.
Patty, we just have standards on this show.
I mean, even if you had had the kid and you adopted the kid,
mm-hmm.
if it was your kid, it would be okay.
Right.
But this is strictly for parents. I'm sorry, Patty.
Guys, that's not fair.
Perhaps you could fly to Vietnam this week, buy yourself a baby on the black market,
call us. Yeah, call us before we leave.
Play next week. Play the week after.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Okay.
Sorry, Patty, you can't play for the neighbor's child.
Here is Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Kim, where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Hi, Kim. Who will you be playing for today?
I'm playing for my beautiful redheaded son, Alex.
Alex.
All right.
Okay. Do you call all the time, Kim?
Excuse me?
Do you call all the time?
I've called a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very good ear. You recognize
I'm
Kim's voice?
I'm your bathtub lady.
Sure. You're the bathtub lady?
I'm your bathtub lady.
Baby.
Call correctly, Mike, you like the left one.
What?
If I recall correctly, Mike, you like the left one.
Oh, it's a lady that would soap up her breasts in the bathtub. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's an automatic contestant.
All right, well, you're in. Let's meet your competitor. Her name is Lori. Hello, Lori.
Hi. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Lori. We're great. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Waldorf.
All right, Lori, who will you be fighting for today? I mean, playing for?
My little boy, Michael. He's 4 years old.
Oh, and I should have asked you, Kim, does your son, Alex, know what a Furby is?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, he knows what a Furby is.
We were talking to Kim, Lori. Alex is how old?
Alex is 8.
Okay, and Lori, does Michael, your son, know what a Furby is?
Yes, he does.
All right, well, girls, remember, as I said before, you're both killer animals. There's only one piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the other night they ran Jurassic Park on TV.
That's right.
So think about that goat.
Yeah.
You know the goat that they bring up in the metal cage to try to lure the dinos over with?
And the big storm comes, and, you know, what's his name? Newman is trying to get away with the special vial, and then they eat the goat.
Yeah, or even better, think about that guy that's taking a fire. You know, when they knock down the little house, and the guy's sitting there with his pants around his ankles, and the dinosaur actually comes up and eats the guy.
Shakes him.
While he's taking a bath, but like you see the guy's legs coming out of the dinosaur's mouth.
Wouldn't be a bad way to go. Now, you know, there are two reasons. You wouldn't mind going in the middle of sex, and that's probably number two. You know?
So to speak. Yeah. So listen, think about that. Get the thought of prehistoric killer animals.
That's right.
Because remember, there's only one Furby.
And don't attack the other person's kid.
Yes, and one of you will go on to battle Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are in the squared circle. It's Kim and Lori. Go, girls.
The reason you want a Furby so it can teach you how to talk.
Kim,
you're down on the corner at turn 49 Street. You almost have enough money to buy one.
And you're not going to get it.
I tell you what, like I said, go down the Waldorf corner, turn some tricks
for days, pull your back,
take some money.
See how much better they are than the guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I tell you what, that Furby needs to teach you how to talk.
Where did you come from?
That may teach you got your head like 2 or 3. You could be giving gummers up in Maryland.
Hang up that phone there.
Giving gummers.
I tell you what, that's back where you had it. You know where you put it.
Claws are out, babe. It's mine.
Claws are out. What are they?
Little teeny tiny claws.
Hey,
I tell you what, just grab your hairy back, honey. Go back to where you came from.
And it's Target, and it's all the stores, and you know what?
I figured you'd be at Target.
You are.
Oh my God, Walmart rules, and no wonder you can't find a Furby.
And the actually wouldn't know what to do
about it anyway, because you had to learn how to talk yourself.
I still didn't get one.
Well, obviously you didn't get one. You're bright up to find the line.
Oh, you know what? You are so ugly. It's time for stop ready. Right? Your kid to play with you.
Right.
You are so stupid.
Jeez.
You can't put two sentences together.
You are
stupid.
So
ugly.
Dumb, you ugly.
I don't
where
know who to.
Where am I from?
Yeah.
I am from Fairfax, where it all rules.
There
go up the Waldorf, down the corner, turn a couple tricks.
First,
I lit up 50 cents on
five. All right, pipe down there, ladies.
Wow.
Pipe down. Which of you called the other one a whore first?
That'd be me, probably.
Is that Kim?
I don't think I use any foul language. I told her to turn tricks on the corner in Waldorf.
Oh, okay, that was
I
Kim.
I thought a whore was terms of cussing.
Exactly. That's why I didn't use the word.
No, whore is not cussing.
I told her to turn tricks on the corner in Waldorf in the
yes,
chamber
bag. Yes, you did, Kim.
Yeah. Kim, you are going to the finals, Kim.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, you took it to a new low, Kim. Congratulations.
Oh, and I meant every word.
All right, Hold on there, Kim. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that, Lori.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, she was vanquished. She
bye-bye.
Could tell, you know.
That's okay. You got to have the killer instinct.
Yes, you do.
Now, the best of the men.
Ah.
Versus the best of the women.
Jesus. Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs. It's right here, the battle of the sexes.
Now, here's Paul. You remember, he's playing for his kids, Nick and Dan.
Yeah.
Kim is playing for her son, Alex.
Mike. Don.
Yes.
It's Danielle and Nicholas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Danielle and Nicholas. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Hey, Paul, you heard Kim. You know, you got quite a competitor there.
Is this the redhead?
That's my son is the redhead.
Oh, you're not a redhead.
No.
Okay.
Let's take a minute.
Just so you know, same rules apply. Nothing about the kids.
Right.
But everything else goes, please no cursing. And just so you know, Paul, whore on this show, not a dirty word. All right, are you ready, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Two parents.
Yep.
One Furby.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's go.
There's no way you were
perfect.
Get off the phone.
I don't understand you. I can't even understand you.
I can smell you on the phone all the way
I can't even understand what they're saying. Can you?
Quite a battle. Paul's holding his own.
You know what? I think this is going to be a battle of attrition.
That's right.
That we'll let this go longer than 60 seconds.
I think that's a good idea.
And just see who the last fighter left standing is.
What are you talking about? I can't even understand you. I can smell the liquor from here. Would you take off your slippers? Jesus, they stink.
Take off my slippers, honey. Take yourself, get back in the closet where you belong, with your car in the yard, and your car is
even dumber than your neighbor. Brothers, you stay out the shed. Do you have a man?
Do I have a man? Oh, honey, I got a man. You would not even know what a man is. Take your pants real quick, because I know it's smooth down there.
Oh.
I think you ain't got nothing hanging.
Oh, hey,
it's all okay. Well, it's a little bit marble out of your way.
I got a little one. Good set. Jesus.
Jesus, he can't even help you now. You should have gotten life of brains a long time ago, my friend. It's a shame you passed that on. I'm sure that gene pool's real strong in Manassas.
Where do you live?
Was it you that wrote that letter?
Perfect.
Were you sending Mike Steiner?
Perfect.
Your eyes and see any negatives you
write
in this letter. Me play good. Me can't write two sentences, but me play good.
It costs $5 and they give you change.
Well, I tell you what, your wife's been turning for 50 cents for as long as I've known her. God knows Horace R. Us is passing her back.
Oh my God.
My wife wouldn't be with you, honey. She wouldn't.
She
don't like hair that come all the way down to the knees. Big, thick, furry hair that smells and stalls.
You talk about your mom again. Don't do that, honey, on National Pub Radio. That's not good. Don't talk about your mama like that.
Where's the hair underneath your arm?
Tell you what.
You probably
step on off.
On your teeth.
I tell you what, I think my man's off your
arm. That goes all the way across your forehead.
Your wife,
your husband
take
has
your favorite bag. Them legs are in there.
She's pretty relentless, man. She is.
But I must admit, I want her to lose.
He's had some good ones. Yes, he has.
He's had a lot of good ones. Big old slab of bacon with some eggs and cheese. I can smell it from here. I can just
smell your wife. I told the dog. Why didn't
your husband?
Can't go make the money out of your skanking like that.
You're the one that was standing on the bridge. Come on.
All right.
Whoa, boy, what a competition. Ooh,
I have a slurpy headache.
Fantastic job, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I hate to cop out here. Well, I'm not giving away two Furbies today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think too close for us to call.
Very, very close. You know, they both got their digs in. They both would give a shot when the other one would pause.
Right.
There was a moment in there, Paul, where I don't know where you were hyperventilating, but you dropped the ball for a while
but
there.
Then he came back strong.
Then you came
when
back.
When he was talking about the hair.
That's right.
Hair around the knees, braiding her arm hair.
Pretty strong stuff.
And then Kim, very strong with Whores R Us on Paul's wife's back.
That's right.
Listen.
Ask for a Walmart for you, Don.
I know you did.
We are going to take... Hold on a second. We are going to clear all those lines out right now, please, Christine. We will take 10 phone calls.
Very good.
Right now at 1-800-636-1067. First person to get 6 out of 10 is the winner.
Very good.
Okay? Let's go to the phones.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who did you like?
Has to be her. He took that long rest.
All right, so that's one for Kim.
Yes.
One for Kim.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who do you vote for?
Him, the guy.
The guy.
Why?
Because you can understand what he's saying. She's rambling on. You can't even make out what she's saying.
All right, this could go very much down party lines. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I vote for him.
For who?
Him. Yes.
All right, that's
2-1. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I have to vote for Paul.
You think she might have been too good.
Oh. 3-1.
Yeah. Paul's good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She was hurting. 100% chance it was Paul.
Paul, that's Paul. 4. 4 for Paul.
4-1. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Who you vote for?
I vote for him.
All right. Oh, that's a lady. That's 5.
5-1.
Ooh. Boy, oh boy.
That means...
Pretty incredible.
Let me get my timpani out here. Next one could do it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to vote for the guy.
That's the guy!
Over the top!
That's it!
And there was a lady in there that voted for him, too.
That's it! Paul?
That's what I wanted to hear.
Charlie, please bring in the Furby and let me describe it to Paul.
Come on in there, Charlie. Bring it in. Paul from Manassas, Virginia is the big winner.
Woo! Paul, you had 6 votes. Kim only got 1 vote. Hold on, let me give her a prize. I'll come right back to you.
Very good.
Hold on a second. Kim?
We take all those guy callers. Of course I'm going to leave.
Kim, I just took the first... How many calls do we have to take? 7? I took the first 7 calls.
That's right, and 5 of them were guys. Who's going to vote for a girl?
Hey, well, that's no problem. You can go out and get one at Walmart, Kim.
Listen, Kim, I'm going to give you some mint snuff pouches.
Oh, come on.
The perfect alternative to chewing tobacco and cigarettes.
Hey, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
No more bathtub.
What?
No more bathtub.
All right.
Come on. I call you guys all the time.
No mint snuff pouches, then.
Yeah, you get nothing.
Give that to the guy in Manassas. His wife will chew it.
Goodbye.
So you see you later.
You call that the old sore loser.
Yeah, sour grapes doesn't work.
Plenty of other girls out there willing to bathe themselves for us.
Absolutely. They'll wash righty and lefty.
See you later, Red. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
The grateful winner.
Yes, sir.
About your Furby.
Yes, sir.
All right, this is a gray and pink one. The story of Furby. You take a Furby home, you'll never be alone. The more you play, the more they do. Furby will keep amazing you. No Law Dance and We Tee Sing. Eta, eta, yeah, yeah. Furbies have come for Unai, you, and Ka, me. Your Furby comes courtesy of Tiger Electronics. Enjoy it, my friend.
Yes, sir.
That would be the prize of the year.
Made in China.
Thank you to Don and Mike.
You got it. Thank you. And which one of your kids are you giving that to there, Paul?
I'm going
to
let them both fight over it.
All right. Excellent. Beautiful. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Y'all have a good holiday.
And hold the line now. We're not done with the Furbies.
We got more Furbies. We got a whole closet full of them.
Every day. We'll come up with different ways for people to fight over these things.
That was a wonderful battle of the sexes.
Mm-hmm. I hate losing listeners over this.
I know. It's, you know, it's unfortunate.
At bathtub, lady.
Yes.
I hate that about you.
That, you know, come on. I mean, we took the calls, and it was a fair fight.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it that she was so annoying.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You said you don't sleep in separate bedrooms, and I'm going to confess, okay, this is live TV, and I'm copping out right here because I didn't spend my life as a serious journalist to ask these kinds of questions. But I'm not oblivious to the fact that your fans had one question they most wanted to ask of you.
Do we have sex?
We have...
She didn't ask.
Okay.
You don't know what it was going to be.
Is that what you were going to ask? Let's play just a minute or two.
Sorry.
Let's play one or two.
We want to know if you've done the thing.
Michael, I know that this is an intimate question, but are you having sex together with Lisa Marie?
Do you guys really love each other, or you're just doing this to satisfy the media?
Are you guys intimate?
Again, I can't believe
it.
This is about skepticism.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have read in the papers that you are expecting a child.
We will be expecting a child. No, when, I'm not going to...
We're not going to say when.
It's personal.
She sits in the hands of the heavens, but not yet.
The Don and Mike Show.
Volare. Oh.
They will do you well, Don and Mike.
So let's bring in... Oh, I don't want to play just our generic Jewish music, Rob.
Abba Megila.
Bring in Mike Hoffman.
Come on, Michael.
Now that I'm done talking about nearly burning down my house again. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. First of, is it 7 nights or 8 nights?
8.
Actually began at sundown last night was the beginning of Hanukkah.
So 7 more nights. So it's the second night.
I think that would be right, yeah.
Hey, Mike, is tonight the first night or the second night of Hanukkah?
Tonight is the second night of Hanukkah.
Second night of Hanukkah.
Now, you always pronounce it the proper way. It is the second night of... Hanukkah?
Chanukah. No.
Chanukah.
And I brought some dreidels.
Dreidels. Good. All right.
As a matter of fact, today we have latkes. made by my wife.
Mm. Oh, really?
I reheated them in the microwave a time or two here, but here, smell the latkes.
Mm. Oh, now these are the potatoes?
Are potato pancakes. Mm.
These were made by... Oh, pass them over, Mike.
Okay.
These are made by your wife?
These are made by my lovely wife, Shaney.
Mm. Those smell fantastic.
And they're kosher.
Mm. They're all kosher?
Well, give me a plastic fork or something. I don't want to eat.
All right. Well, I have...
Good.
Mm. Yeah, they've been reheated, but here we have plates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, no need for those on this show.
They look fantastic.
Thank you.
Forks.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Buzz can't have one.
Hey, Buzz, you come on over. You can have one.
I love these.
I'm going to bite this, Buzz.
That's right.
So, again, now it's going to be right now. Last night.
Mm. Are they yummy?
Napkins?
Mm. All right.
That's good.
That's good eating. Now, what else did you bring?
Well, not the metal dreidels that you were hoping for, but money metal dreidels. But
I love the dreidel.
We do have dreidels with the chocolate gelt, but we
now
have...
see you've upgraded the dreidels again.
Well, these are personalized dreidels this
look
year.
Look at this!
And
now, isn't that nice?
Each thing has a little story.
Oh, look now. Mine says Don, Mike, Buzz, the evil Ken.
Yes, but they're all...
And they have gelt inside of them.
They have the chocolate, the Hanukkah gelt, the money-like things. Each one has a little different meaning because the Hebrew letters Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin stand for Nes Gadol Hayasham, a great miracle
happened. That sounds like my legal firm that recently represented me.
Well, a great miracle happened there also, right?
Yeah, you're right about that one.
So we talked about the miracle of Hanukkah and how in the temple that had been defiled by the Greeks, the Jews found a little vial of oil.
And when you spin the dreidel...
8 days instead of just one day.
And when you spin the dreidel, whatever letter it stops on has significance. Right.
Whose did yours stop on?
Mine stopped on Mike. It stopped on me.
And that's a hey. Well, if we start with the...
It's a hey. Well, then, hey.
Hey.
Right. Well, no. If Buzz is above the letter Nun.
Nun
for Nace, for miracle. Mm-hmm. And I felt that Buzz's recovery from his operation, his
miracle. That's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Very good.
Yeah. And in the game of dreidel, unfortunately for you, Buzz, you get nothing with the letter Nun.
Yeah. Sorry, Buzz.
Because he's already had his miracle.
Right. Now, Don is above the letter Gimel.
Gimel
means you win.
Do you mean gimbals? Everything. Like the store gimbals?
No,
I know. Gimel. I'm with
Gimel.
You. Gimel.
Gimel. That's the Hebrew word gadol. Well, on this show, Don is the big... Mike, you're having trouble with your dreidel.
Sorry about that.
Hold on, I want to hear about my gimel, Mike.
Gimel, gadol. That means gadol. Big, great. You are the big one, the big man on this show, so you get the gimel. And if in a game of dreidel you were playing, you would win everything.
Oh, wow. You get the gimel.
I got the gimel, Mike. I got the vish gimel.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike has a lesser status in terms of money because the hay, he is above the letter hay.
Hey.
And he was only But hey is a quick way, hey with apostrophe is a brief abbreviation for God's name.
God's name.
And the word hayah was a great miracle that happened here using the word was, past tense.
Hey is for horses.
Tense. You are godlike, especially in terms of your... Well, I never hear you in the same room when you have these voices from heaven.
You know.
Okay. All
from
right.
People from people. So that. Right. And then the evil Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's the last side of our great award. It says the evil Ken.
I'm glad he put that on there.
What is the Hebrew letter here by the evil Ken?
Shin.
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 Shin. Bad. Is that bad? Something evil? Shin,
well, it means there. It did for the word sham, but in the game of dreidel, that's when you have to give back.
I like that. We like that much.
So that was
very much.
That's
and then
wonderful.
We also have some jelly donuts for you. It is customary in Israel to have jelly donuts.
Rob, they have jelly donuts.
Yay! Jelly donuts.
I seem to remember a time where Rob was able to eat a donut or two.
Yes. Rob, when we were in Memphis, actually ate 12 donuts in one sitting.
The Krispy Kremes, I believe.
Right? Yes, you are right, Mike.
These are the kosher Dunkin' Donuts. There are a couple of Dunkin' Donuts in the Washington area that... Yep, Rob seems to
eat. Isn't it great watching him eat? We love to watch him eat.
Nothing better than watching. Hey, give me one of those jelly donuts, Rob. I'm hungry, too.
And by the way, this is the second night of Hanukkah. You light two candles plus the shamash, the one that actually lights the other candles.
And these are kosher donuts here?
Kosher Dunkin'. There are two kosher Dunkin' Donuts in the Washington area.
Wow.
Really? And what would make a donut unkosher?
Well, those Krispy Kremes. Bet you they had lard in them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Okay. Right. So that's what we do. That. But Hanukkah is just a time of great celebration. It's a victory, both a military victory commemorates Jews over the Greeks, and also a spiritual victory in that we did not assimilate and we remain Jewish.
Now, technically,
so like the Borg, we wanted to assimilate you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Borg tried to assimilate.
Resistance is futile.
But in this case, it was not futile.
Gotcha.
Captain Picard made it out of that situation.
Not the biggest of the Jewish holidays, right? Hanukkah,
not the biggest.
Not as big as Rosh Hashanah, right?
No.
Yom Kippur.
Those are the big ones. Passover also.
Let me ask you something about those holidays. This is the last time that we had a big Jewish holiday. We did all kinds of talking with people to find out. It's a very hard time.
Yom Kippur?
Taking you seriously while you're eating that donut.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's the powdered sugar.
Didn't we have a big discussion, though, like at sundown, you're really supposed to be at home. You're not supposed to use any modern conventions at all, right?
Yeah, it's not using modern conveniences. You can, I mean, we have at our house. I happen to be Orthodox.
You're not supposed to work.
You don't work, but at home, I mean, we have hot food. Everything is set. I mean, so the oven is set on whatever temperature. The lights, if we want to go on or off, we have timers on them.
Do you have a Shabbos going?
No, we don't have a Shabbos going.
That would be a guy who's not Jewish. You like order around the
Good
site.
Memory on that one.
Turn on the lights for me. Turn on the TV for me.
Were you once a Shabbos going?
No, we were discussing the fact that we'd like a Shabbos going, even though we don't.
We're not Jews, we'd love to have it. Well, actually, Rob is our Shabbos Roy.
Shabbos Roy.
That's about the closest we come. Here, have another donut.
Thank you, Don.
Enjoy. Okay. Rob, you think you'd eat that one in one bite? One good solid bite?
Let's see that. Do it.
Second night on Hanukkah.
Right. I just wanted to mention you have a lovely sales staff.
Many of them Jewish.
I believe
Jews.
Alan and Jeff, I believe, smelled the latkes, and they were very friendly.
Yes, absolutely. They wanted a bite of the latkes.
It's been in my experience, best sales guys, Jewish.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well,
I hope so.
You know, we've been working together a long time. Always been our experience, the finest salespeople we've ever worked with. All Jewish.
And some of your best friends are Jewish, right?
Yes.
Well, let's not go crazy. No, but listen, Jews are very good at money.
Well, sure.
In the words of Reggie White, right?
Wasn't it? Yeah, that's right.
I'm quoting the Reverend Reggie White.
Is Ken Stevens Jewish?
Ken Stevens? You know, I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know.
If he's not officially, he's got a little bit in him.
I'm not sure whether we've never asked. You know, perhaps at this year's holiday gathering, we'll ask Ken once and for all. And by giving him a dreidel and asking him the question, will he be celebrating?
And if you remember, this was how we met a number of years ago in terms of the holiday decorations and the management.
Oh, right.
Not permit you to put up the holiday decorations.
That's correct. That is correct.
Listen, can I at least mention my employer on the air that gave me some time off?
Of course.
The Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington. We help keep senior citizens independent in their own homes as long as possible, and we're in Rockville.
That's a great organization.
Now, how many years in a row have you been coming in to educate us about Hanukkah?
Well, this is the fourth year, but last year, if you remember, your last show last year came out right the first night of Hanukkah. Was
overlapping
with Christmas, and you had already just done your Christmas show. So I didn't see you guys last year, but I sent you a little tape with a little song.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah. We played that tape last year. Do you remember, guys?
Right.
It was great.
Right.
You know what? I'll tell you something my son said to me the other night.
Yeah.
My son, first off, when he goes like to a bar mitzvah, forget about it. It's the greatest thing that he's ever been to. He like comes up and says, Dad, you won't believe these parties. Blah, 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 blah.
He's right about that.
Well, he says to me the other day, he says, Dad, how come you're not Jewish? I said, well, what do you mean, how come I'm not Jewish? I said, I had no choice in my religion. He said, Dad, for Hanukkah, kids get 8 fantastic presents. Every night, Dad, they get a big, huge present. And I'm like, so you want to be Jewish so you can get 8? I said, you get 8 nice presents for Christmas? No, Dad.
Dad.
My friends, every night. First night he gets a PlayStation, second night he gets a bike, third night, on and on and on and on
well,
and
did
on.
Did you tell him what he needs to do to become Jewish? You need 3 things. First, you have to undertake the observance of the commandments and undertake them seriously and through classes, education, all that. Second of all, you have to be... take a dip in a ritual bath called a mikveh, where you immerse, you totally immerse yourself, like a baptism pool, I guess, something like that.
Like a flurry or something.
Right. And the third thing, did you tell him the third thing?
I didn't know the first two. What's the third?
Circumcision.
Already handled.
Already? Mm-hmm. Well, you, but you have to do another, well, not a complete.
You know, I have a,
I'm just mentioning it.
I have a question.
I mean, this,
that's a wonderful question, and it's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
If a person, an adult,
right,
is going to convert to Judaism.
Let me use an example, like with Tom Arnold.
Or Sammy Davis Jr.
Tom Arnold was all hot to marry Roseanne.
Right, right.
He said, hey, I'm going to become Jewish for you, Rosie.
Do adults have to get to, even
well,
if they have been circumcised?
Seriously, not necessarily just for marriage. I mean, you have to undertake this as a serious
But say you're a man who's been medically circumcised, and you want to convert to Judaism, do you still have to get a little more taken off?
Or? Well, no, it's not any more taken off, but it's just sort of a ritual drop or two of blood from
How do they get
there? It'll be money.
How do they get there?
I'm not going to give you an example right here.
No, I don't want an example. I'm just going to
give you a prick,
like
if you'll pardon.
Is it a pen? Is it a pen prick?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Wow. Like that. But so tell that to Bart, and I have a feeling he won't be quite as enthused anymore.
Gotcha.
You know, I really, when you started coming in here, we all have a lot of questions, about that holiday, and when you've answered them, and this is just, it seems like every year you come in, you enlighten us a little bit more.
I do other holidays, too, but this is the most fun.
I do other holidays, too.
And I appreciate the opportunity to come in.
Well, we know nothing about the Jewish faith, which is why we need some help, and we know that we got a bunch of Jewish people listening to us, so we want to tell them Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
Stupid me. I thought it was the first day, but you know why I didn't think? Because maybe I didn't watch enough TV. I didn't see any of the... That's what normally hips...
It started Sunday night this year.
It normally hips
Sunday
me to
sunset.
That. Is when I watch TV when they show the candles. Right. And they'll say, Happy Hanukkah.
Well, they had a national menorah lighting on the mall sponsored by an organization called Chabad, and they had a 30-foot-high menorah.
Mm-hmm.
On the mall. That was done yesterday, and I think there was an article in the Washington Post today, amongst other newspapers.
And I think the local TV stations have to show more menorahs, just to keep everybody reminded that this is Hanukkah week here. This is great.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry I didn't hear the Adam Sandler Hanukkah hit.
Oh, well, there's a little Adam Sandler RuPaul mix that we had for you.
Right.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
Are we all agreed, best dreidels ever?
These dreidels kick ass this year, Michael.
This would be the Evil Ken Stevens dreidels.
Excellent.
All right, filled with the yelp.
With God's help, but we'll see you guys again next year.
Thanks, Michael. Beautiful.
Tell your wife, thank you very much for the potato pancakes. We love them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you for the donuts, especially Rob. Thank you for the donuts.
Yes. Are there any left?
Of course not.
No, there's a couple left.
Would you like to say anything in Yiddish or Hebrew to wish everybody?
Chag Sameach is happy holiday.
Chag Sameach.
Chag.
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 Sameach.
Mike got a chag.
Chag.
Right.
Chag Sameach.
Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
The only thing I know in Yiddish is my parents used to speak a little bit of Yiddish, but they would speak in Yiddish to keep secrets from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they would say to the dog is, Avel Reisgang, which means, do you want to go out?
May.
I don't know that much more Yiddish than that.
I'll teach that one to Jimmy McClure so he can use that on Christine.
Perhaps.
All right, get out of here now.
Okay, thanks very much.
Happy Hanukkah, Mike.
Happy Hanukkah to you, Mike.
Thanks so much.
Night number two of Hanukkah.
A dreidel for you.
A dreidel for Robbie.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mike Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Just unhinged his jaw and eating two donuts. Nothing better than seeing that boy eat donuts.
Yeah.
Thanks for not slamming the door there, Rob.
Yeah, well, come on.
Very nice. Very nice of you.
We got some decorum, Mike. Come on, we do.
Of course we do.
We do. I wonder if Ken Stevens is Jewish.
It could happen.
I don't know. I wonder if he is.
No.
You don't think so?
He worships nothing.
Yes, he does. I think he's a Satanist.
Yeah, I think he's a Night in Satan service. That's what I think he is.
I think he's like a closet Marilyn Manson fan. And he goes home and goes, all right, thanks everybody. I'll see you later. Goes home, goes into his room. It's like, the beautiful people.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, thanks for the education on the Jewish faith. I appreciate it.
Oh, on Chanukah? Yeah, listen, we just got a learn while you earn plan here.
You guys are all right. I drive, I learn.
Well, you know, we learned something new this year, and that was if you want to convert, and you're an adult, and you have been circumcised.
Don, I was driving. That's
you got to have your wet thing pricked.
It's hard to push the gas pedal when you're...
And you know what else I learned?
Man.
I learned that I believe... Well, I can't say it for a fact because I don't know it for a fact, but I learned that I believe that Jim McClure is Jewish.
Because he came in here and he wanted the latkes.
Mm. And sadly, that means he can no longer be my friend.
That is sad.
No, just with a name like McClure.
Doesn't sound Jewish.
When I hear the MC, right. I originally, I think like Irish.
Yeah.
Which makes me think Catholic.
Absolutely.
Not that I spend a lot of time wondering what everybody's religion is, but...
It's always curious to know about people and their background.
Hey, have him come in here, will you, Rob? I'd be curious to know what he is.
And if he is, he has to sing the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler.
Hello, Donna Mike. Or you have to sing like Dreidel Dreidel.
Dreidel Dreidel Dreidel.
Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, I was wondering if y'all had seen Leah Remini's cameo that she had on NYPD Blue a couple years back.
No.
Absolutely not.
She was on there, and believe it or not, she got into it. Dennis France was calling him an a-hole. It was beautiful, man.
Boy, I wish I remembered that one. Was that during the early episodes?
Well, it was on a show. Jimmy Smith was on at that point.
Okay, so it wasn't an early episode.
She'd be good typecast, like the tough New York broad that got into a fight with Sipowicz, right?
Yeah, she was a witness to something, and they were grilling her, and Andy actually fell asleep because he was really tired for something. She was like, would you wake this a-hole up? It was great.
Oh, man, I wish I'd remembered that.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man. Just thought y'all would like to know.
Thank you. I'll add that to my fantasy about her. All right, now here comes Jim McClure.
Right.
Hold on, don't tell us yet, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, we were all aware of the fact that you came in demanding the Lotkeys.
Jimmy Dum Dum, Jimmy Chin Strap.
Yes.
Big Gum Jim.
Right.
Jimmy Mack.
Randy Moss, Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham. What a surprise, I'm leading the Fantasy League today. There we go.
Jim McClure, your religious faith.
I was born a Jew.
Born a Jew.
Born a Jew.
Still a Jew.
Still a Jew?
Still a Jew.
That's the reason for the Lotkeys.
Yes.
All right, give him a dreidel.
Now, sing the dreidel song for us.
All right.
I don't know the dreidel song.
Oh.
What kind of Jew are you?
I didn't even have a bar mitzvah.
Are you celebrating Hanukkah?
No.
Well,
all right,
get out of here.
My mom's a Jew. Her last name is Goldman. I grew up like celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah, what was your father, a leprechaun with the name of Fleur? Is that
you know what? He converted to Judaism, so now I'm going to call him and ask him if he got his pricked. All
right. So what do you celebrate? You celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, that's disgusting, Jim. You should be true to your faith.
I know.
He doesn't care. He's sick about it. Did you get the snip when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
He prays to the god of Poontang. That's what he prays to.
That's right. Did you enjoy a latke?
I did not.
Oh,
they were already gone. Everybody ate them before I got in here.
Well, have a jelly donut, then.
Do you know about the faith of Ken Stevens?
No, I don't know.
No, nobody knows because he's a Satanist.
I'd be curious to know.
Might be safe to know.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's right. Ken praying, please, Satan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ed Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Oh, please hold.
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan.
Did you say you wanted to see a body?
You don't like my policies. You can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Ed.
Pucker up, buttercup.
What?
Ferris Bueller's online, too.
Yeah, no, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do.
Well,
I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
Yeah, I really don't know, sir.
I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else.
You know, sir, that I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, God damn it.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
All right, from our wacky story file. 91-year-old disgruntled grandfather.
Hi.
Long Beach, California, ready to snap, crackle, and pop. Al Greenwood wants to start a boycott of cereal manufacturers who are selling cereal boxes half filled with air.
Ah, he's right about that.
Valid point.
I agree with him on that one.
Not to mention potato chips and pretzels and everything else you buy these days.
That's the thing we do in the United States, packaging.
Al Greenwood, who is also known as the bedspread king.
Oh, and Lee's father.
Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American. let's see, Greenwood, who owns a bedspread outlet and is known as the bedspread king, has estimated that air-filled containers mean consumers are spending about $7 per pound for cereal.
Sure.
Oh, he's pissed.
I don't blame him. This is good. I like this. He said he's 91?
Yep.
And he's the bedspread king?
Yep.
And he's the father of Lee Greenwood. Patriot.
Are we out in Long Beach, California? Is that by Ventura?
Al Greenwood's bedspread kingdom.
Yes, Al, please. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now.
Okay. What's your name?
The Don and Mike radio show. We're on the Westwood One radio network. And we're doing our show right now.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
We need to speak to the bedspread king.
Another happy Al Greenwood employee online.
I'm sure he's a gem to work for.
I told you to put the bedspreads in the window. Look, my lucky charms are half full of air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Al?
Yes.
Al, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now.
How are you, sir?
Where?
From where?
Yeah.
It's a national show. We're on in 61 markets.
Yeah, well, I mean, where does it originate?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard your comments about cereal, and we wanted to let you know that we're behind you 1,000%.
Well, good. Well, somebody better get behind me because we got to stop those damn robber barons. I'll tell you that.
How are things going at your bedspread outlet?
What?
How are things going at your bedspread outlet?
Our bedspread outlet is going all right because we give people value for their buck.
Value for their buck, right.
We don't screw people like these big pockets, believe me.
Really? And when did you first start thinking about this, Al?
Well, look, I bought a box of cereal at the market.
What type of cereal was it, Al?
It was Ralph's Hexagrain, crispy hexagrains.
You mean you don't?
In front of me.
You don't buy the name brand cereals?
Well, it's the Ralph's brand. It's a big, big, big chain. And I thought that's given.
Like the Ralph's supermarket chain.
Well, I'm familiar with Ralph's.
What?
Okay. I'm familiar with Ralph's, but I was surprised you didn't buy like...
Well, they're gobbling up all the other markets. They're going to be a big monopoly out here, and they figure, screw the public. They're going to do whatever they want. And what got to me is, who do they sell these cereals to?
Kids, Al.
With kids, right?
Kids, Al.
That's right, kids.
Yeah, with a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they have to pay through the nose for empty boxes, I thought it was horrible. I wasn't getting mad for myself. I was getting mad thinking about those kids in the back of my mind.
You got any kids or grandkids, Al?
Yes, I got kids and grandkids, yeah.
All right, so you were thinking about them, too. And what did you decide to do about it?
Well, I decided to stand up and fight for it. That's what I thought. Everybody, it seems to me that it has to fall on my shoulder to be a crusader for this cause.
Al?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I'm going to be the crusader for the cause.
How do you feel about
91 years old. I got a new career for myself.
How do you feel about the fact that the prizes just aren't as good as they used to be inside cereal?
What do you mean the prizes?
You know, in some of the sugary cereal, they have prizes and toys.
I don't come across this, but this is something I had personal experience with.
What is your favorite kind of cereal to eat? Like when you
name brand, please. What's your favorite name brand cereal?
What's that got to do with this?
Well, we're just curious because we'd like to know, what kind of cereal you like.
Well, that's not a big issue.
It is for us, Al.
Doesn't mean a damn, really.
Well, our listeners crave that kind of information.
I could start eating mud as far as that's concerned.
What is your favorite cereal there, Al?
Well, I like oatmeal. Okay.
Oatmeal, okay. Oatmeal. So that wouldn't be like the dry cereal you see in a box. Do they do the same thing with oatmeal? No, they really don't, do they?
No, that goes by weight, and that's it.
Right.
What is the slogan, Al, for Cocoa Puffs?
Geez, you're asking me questions from way out in left field. What do I got to do with Cocoa Puffs?
And the slogan is, Al, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And this damn box is sitting in front of me on my desk.
Right.
Crispy hexagrains.
That's a no-name Ralph's brand. Crispy hexagrains? It sounds like a...
They're not in Washington, D.C. yet.
Do you ever eat Viagra checks?
eat what?
Viagra checks.
No, I never had Niagara checks.
No, Viagra checks. It's a little
Viagra chips.
Yes,
no.
Toasted wheat with blue marshmallows.
And whenever I get a headache, I take Viagra chips.
All right, Al.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, what cereal is magically delicious?
What's that got to do with this thing here?
Lucky Charms, Al.
Lucky Charms.
I don't know.
And what character on a cereal box says, they're great?
That's what I don't know.
You're getting me sidetracked with all this.
Tony the Tiger. All right, here's the easiest one I have for you, Al. What is the breakfast?
I thought you had something serious going on.
Al, what is the breakfast of champions?
Wheaties, okay.
Hey,
right. You got Wheaties.
I answered the question correctly.
You did. Way to go.
Very nice,
okay. All right, now, what's the special on bedspreads this week?
We got specials on bedspreads every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any stained bedspreads?
What?
Do you have any stained bedspreads?
No.
Stains.
Oh, you're coming out way out in left field.
No, I meant like, you know how you like stain your deck or something like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
No. So no stains?
We have hand-painted bedspreads in stock.
Hand-painted?
Yes, sir.
That's not bad.
They have spots on them?
Made by Pablo Picasso and all that. He used to moonlight out here. He used to work for the Navy Yard, and he did this moonlighting at night when he got through work.
Pablo Picasso?
He had painted bedspreads, yeah.
Pablo Picasso?
Yeah, Pablo Picasso, yeah.
You're selling real Pablo Picasso bedspreads?
Real Pablo Picasso.
How much do you sell a Pablo Picasso bedspread for?
Well, whatever we can get. On those, we haggle.
You haggle? Well, like
we
what?
We don't haggle on anything else, though.
What would be the starting point for a Pablo Picasso bedspread?
Well, about $1,000, because Picasso is a very famous brand name, you know, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And,
how long has Picasso been dead?
Long
time.
How long has Picasso been dead? That's my question.
I don't know. I didn't pal around with him.
Is this like originals that he's touched?
Well, I didn't pal around with him, so I didn't know much about him. Personally, I don't know much about him.
You ever put relish on your cereal?
Yeah, I put salsa sauce on it.
Salsa sauce?
Really? You ever put gentleman's relish on your cereal?
Well, what's gentleman's relish?
That's the universal question.
There you go, Al.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you come to work every day? Work a full 8-hour day?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you do to keep yourself sharp?
Huh? I take Viagra for headaches.
All right, Al. Well, listen, anybody that's listening to our show right now and is pissed like you are about cereal.
Oh, listen.
What would you like them to do?
Listen, I tell you what I'd like to have them do.
Yes, sir.
On this here, if they don't want to be screwed and tattooed by these big markets,
yes.
Send me their names and addresses and we'll add it to the list and we'll become a viable force against these big bullying bastards of big business, okay?
You're not related to Lee Greenwood, are you?
Who he?
He's the singer. Lee Greenwood sang God Bless the USA. He's a country singer.
Oh, isn't that nice?
No, he didn't think so.
Yeah, that's nice.
How do you spell Captain Crunch? There's a very definite way that you spell Captain in Captain Crunch.
What are you trying to do? Give me a test to see if I've got the right kind of an IQ to promote this stuff or what?
No, you've proven you have the IQ.
My IQ improves by eating this damn cereal.
This is just cereal trivia because we're into cereal on this.
Al, show. It's C-A-P-N apostrophe, Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's got a little picture of the cap on the front of it.
Well, I don't know. Tidbits of information I pick up along the way.
And just out of curiosity, how many scoops of raisins are in each box of raisins?
20 scoops, I remember that.
20?
20.
It's two scoops.
Two
scoops, Al.
Two scoops?
Yes.
Two scoops. Hold on. Maybe my memory is playing tricks with me.
All right, well, listen, Al, great talking with you, and good luck with your Pablo Picasso bedspreads and your drive to keep the air out of cereal.
My drive. It should be the drive of everyone in the United States.
I agree.
Right on.
The burden is to fall on me. I'm 91 years old. Suddenly I have to be a crusader for the whole country?
Yeah, 91 going on 21, Al. We can tell.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, old-timer.
Everybody ought to be aware of this. You know, and they go back and get more of that stuff.
All right.
Why
bye-bye.
Why do cereal companies get so rich?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Al.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
His family hasn't put him in the home yet. Al Greenwood.
You know, I was just going to ask him if he knew the words to that song, Chicago, Chicago.
Wasting our valuable oxygen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
All right.
But you were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were ready to tell them to take me away.
I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, you do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Owen loves his Mama. Hurry up with that soda.
Coming, Mama.
Coming, Mama. Show him the dessert, moron. You're too damn slow.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
The salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke. Mama. You clumsy poop. What'd you do that for? Come on, move it, lard ass. Pick up every piece.
Shut up!
Stop it, damn it! I got a wrench ball in my ear. Get it out.
Oh! Mama!
You're right into her, weren't you, Evan?
Don't start that again, Mama, and don't hit me anymore.
You love her.
There's no her, Mama.
You're writing a letter.
I'm writing a story for class, Mama. Don't you understand? I take a class.
Yeah, I take a nice class.
I'm going to be a writer someday.
You know how that typing upsets me.
I'm sorry, Mama. A writer writes.
You're going to be nothing. You're going to be nothing. You'll never get to first base. All you do is type. You sit there typing all day like a fat little pigeon.
You won't ever hear it again, Mama. I promise.
Mama, I think she got it, sonny. I don't know what I'll do without you, Owen, baby.
I know, Mama.
Owen, my little baby.
I know.
Owen, my little baby boy.
The Don and Mike Show. They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
A major effing star.
This is the long-awaited CD of holiday classics.
And I'm not talking about that crap with Kenny Rogers
right.
And Boyz II Men and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm.
None of those pesky classics either.
No.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
That's right.
And he's got a little intro track for us. Fantastic.
Hey, little lady. Come sit on Santa's lap. So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, Santa, what I really want... is it Don and Mike Christmas?
Good read by both of them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The Dennis Murphy Christmas album.
I'm dreaming of a Don and Mike Christmas.
Oh, you're flattered.
Just like the ones that you know.
And I emphasize... flat yard.
Well, the lady of God glistens.
Oh, my God.
And the mass is listening.
The mass is listening.
To hear them bust balls on the show.
Bust balls on the show.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Don, for the interpretation.
Oh, do you understand?
I'm dreaming of
wow. How many cuts on this, Robbie?
Eight.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Sounds like this was reasonably professionally done.
May
they always allow me to call.
And they all of them.
May all their listeners I gotta rewind that. Hold on. Is this the final cut?
This is only cut number one.
Is this the final product, though?
Oh, yeah, this is it. No,
Ashley, we were dropped off today a copy of the Master Gold CD.
That's incredible stuff.
Got to make sure nothing happens to this.
Oh, man. That'd be a tragedy.
I'm dreaming of a dynamite Christmas. Just like the one you can know.
How much he had to pay to have this made.
Dennis,
catch up to the melody.
And the
oh my gosh.
To hear the song on the show.
I love it.
She stands alone. So bad.
Oh. You'll be hearing a lot over the next 4 weeks, though.
And they all of them make a
with off?
No.
Thank you.
It does not.
I'll give it a piece of paper, man. Let's see what I'm supposed to do next. Yeah. No? It says here, Elvis, we're talking about Christmas song.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Okay.
Another one?
Yeah. Cut number two.
Guys, who do snow? On the one. How about some clay? Oh, until we go. Laughing all the way, ha ha ha. Falling,
oh my God.
Making silly flies. What fun is to ride a single
train
and gone tonight?
Where's Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle all the way.
The final cut.
Oh, what fun is to ride one of those things.
All right, let's go to cut number three. The production values are there. It's solid. Listen to the music. Look at the arrangement. Silent Night.
Now, our Christmas gift to you, the sounds of the season, are the 24 hours of Christmas.
So he just had a false start, and they left it in.
Yeah, cool.
I like it.
All is calm. All is love.
Hello, this is Dennis. Hello, Dynamite. Dennis?
Nope. This is Bruce from Alexandria.
Yes, hello, Bruce.
Let's say that you guys have solved all of my Christmas shopping needs.
There you go.
I finally figured out what to get for all those difficult people on my shopping list.
Oh, my God.
But I can see it now. When is the CD signings and appearances?
Oh,
you know,
no.
Will he be selling your CDs at your shows?
Goodbye.
I'm sure he'll be there with a box of CDs.
Yeah, he'll be selling them, I'm sure.
I see. That's him on the other line. Hold on a second.
Is that the master? Is that the artist?
Yep. And now, Dennis Murphy. It's a Dennis Murphy Christmas.
By the wind, are you listening? In the name, snow is listening. A beautiful sky, what happened to mine?
Walk in the winter wonderland.
He's the most in tune on this
long
one.
Away.
It's like one of those infomercials.
He right. was very popular in Europe, and now he's here for you.
Oh, guess what? This is one of my favorites.
Oh.
Solo Bell.
Oh, I love it. He personalizes it. You can just picture him in a sweater with a scarf on skate.
Santa hat.
Perry Como Murphy.
That is cute.
He's missed every single cue.
In the end of a Christmas.
Okay, hold on. Let's hear it. There's only two more. There are a couple more now.
For the first time ever, the song stylings of Dennis Murphy.
Your family will treasure this collection. Sounds like you missed another cue there.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh my God.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
In the key of gobbledygook.
Cocktails being sung by a fly.
Ah, okay, one more. Let's hear the last cut.
All right. From our family to your family, it's a Dennis Murphy Christmas. Happy holidays from everybody at CBS. This concludes our broadcast day.
Have yourself a merry effing Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
you love his website. Now enjoy his music.
Have yourself a merry effing Christmas. Next to you, God
save. All right, now let's take some calls about this before we talk to Dennis. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello?
Love Hewitt's producers.
What?
Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt's producers on there?
The background music is very professional.
Miking sounds good. I mean, he was well mic'd.
Yeah.
The quality, more reverb, please.
The quality of the production values is excellent. It's just Dennis missing his cues and forgetting the lyrics and stuff.
It sounds to me like really it was a top flight production facility.
Sounds like one take though, don't you agree?
But Dennis, like Mr. Murphy, we can have you. You have to get in and get out.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi.
I got to tell you, this is a dangerous CD. I'm driving down the expressway with my eyes closed. You're going to sing another note. If the Department of Transportation finds out where he's storing these, they're going to bomb the factory for all our safety.
Everybody seems to be loving it. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Is this Donna Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you have the vet come back in and put Dennis Murphy to sleep on the air?
Oh, God. All his fans are checking in. They're loving it.
Hey, no worse than Kathy C. Really pathetic.
All right.
That's another. Everybody weighing in with thumbs up.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I think I'd rather listen to that Bobcat Goldthwait big ass show promo CD than that.
All right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Man, I usually listen to you guys on the way home, and you make my travel go by so quick. But after listening to Dennis Murphy, I think time has stood still.
Oh, man. Hey, the endorsements keep coming in.
Time has stopped. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Let me get on there.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just going to guess that was another negative call. Hello, Donna Mike.
Why do you do it? Why do you play him? He's horrendous. He's annoying. He's just, why? Because he's physically and he's just disgusting.
No, I love him. Come on, knock it off.
Why?
He's a friend of the show. Why?
He's a
major effing star.
Wow. Why?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, how do I get the CD?
Hey. I'm sure you'll hear.
There's a positive comment.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. It's a good way to get even with neighbors that play their music too loud.
Hey, there was a little negative and with a positive there.
Of course there was.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
It's official. Dennis Murphy makes my ass hurt.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I gotta have one. I want to get my teeth cleaned while I'm listening to it.
Okay. You know, everybody that says something positive, they follow it up with something negative.
Right. I gotta have one. I want to get my teeth cleaned.
All right, let's talk to Maestro right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Well, how much studio time did they give you? What, 15 minutes?
It was a 2.5 hour cut.
Oh, my God. So that's the best?
But the thing is, you have to admit, I did pretty well on 1 or 2 K.
All right. Listen, hold on. You know what, Dennis? Let me do a break. We'll come back and we'll critique each song with you. And I'd like to get your feelings about a couple of those songs where it sounds like you missed your cue, where the intro came in and you were supposed to jump in and start singing, and then there was like one beat, two
yes,
beat.
I screwed up a couple songs.
No need to go back and redo it, though, huh?
Well, the thing is, they wanted me in and out, yeah. And I was in and out.
Only 2.5 hours. Is this going to be available to the general pubic?
Well, if people will hit DennisMusic.com, it will be available.
Are you selling it, Dennis? Dennis, what are you selling it for? Yes.
Oh, God.
How much do the CDs cost to press? About a dollar each?
Actually, we haven't gotten a good price on a press cut yet.
So it's a work in progress, like everything.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, please.
Oh, God.
I'm ready by Easter.
But he has a $12.95 ready to go.
Hello there, Donna Mike.
Hi, this is Vicky.
Yes, hello, Vicky.
I think that Dennis Murphy is the Frank Sinatra of WJFK.
There you go.
Well, Frank Sinatra is very dead. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
The cover to Dennis Murphy's CD is, I don't know which is better, that or the song itself. I was on his website about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
Saw the CD.
Oh, you saw it, because the one that I have has no cover. It's like the basic demo from the recording studio.
You have a master recording.
Oh, okay.
Sure do, Mike.
It looked like the cover of the CD. It said Merry Effing Christmas with Dennis Murphy.
Hope nothing happens to this.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on the cover. He's got one of his girls popping out of a gift box next to him. And he's sitting there in a big chair with a bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand and nothing but his socks and underwear.
Oh. Oh. How can so much talent be in one guy?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have just got to say, I have been listening to y'all for a long time. I love y'all.
Thank you. We love you.
And Dennis Murphy, this has got to be the best.
Yes, yeah, the greatest thing he's ever done.
It is the best. Oh. I listen to just about everything he has done. This has got to be the best.
Better than when he ran with the Bulls. Better than when he had his Viagra experiment.
Better,
what a year.
Better.
What an incredible year.
I am almost willing to leave my husband and move to wherever he's at just to see him and meet him.
You know, it's really like a performer winning a Tony, Academy Award, and a Golden Globe all in the same year, and a Grammy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tom, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work at Tower Records in Rockville, and I was wondering about consigning Dennis Murphy CD.
Listen to this.
Yeah. You'd have to speak to the artist formerly known as Dennis yourself.
He wants to charge $12.95. I think that's a little
pricey.
I think it's just a little pricey.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I was smelling Grammy Award.
Yep. I don't think you're smelling Grammy Award.
Best new artist in a questionable category.
Yeah. Dennis has been in a questionable category for most of his life.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hey.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to see how's Buzz been doing lately.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Oh, he's okay. Fine after we played that Dennis Murphy CD.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Listen, I was calling to offer my services as a real singer to demonstrate to Dennis what those songs are really supposed to sound like.
Oh, sour grapes.
Okay.
Dennis has a CD you don't.
Dennis has a big recording deal, honey. Hello, Don and Mike. Sorry you don't.
Dennis can't sing, please.
Sorry you haven't been tapped for stardom yet like Dennis has.
And you hear the record offers are coming in for Dennis.
Hello.
Yeah, I think you guys ought to change Dennis's name. It should be Major Effing Marketing Genius. The guy's a marketing genius.
All right. Most of the great ones really are.
All right, let's talk to him now. Dennis?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Dennis, what was that, what was that one guy saying that he actually saw the cover of the CD already on your website?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't hit the site yet. DennisMurphy.com.
DennisMurphy.com. As simple as that.
Yeah. No, what happened was it was me in a rocking chair with my skivvies on and my high YVs.
So you're in a rocking chair with your underwear. Do you have a Santa hat on?
No, I have a Maryland hat on.
Maryland University of Maryland?
Yeah, I want to pick the University of Maryland.
Did you check with their trademark division, Dennis, before you did that? Just kidding.
He's an alumni, Mike.
Yeah. And then I have a girl jump out of the box, and all she's wearing is ribbons on her breast.
Right. Well, listen, Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis, let's go over one of these cuts. Let me see which cut this is now.
Silent Night, Don.
Is this one that he screwed up?
Well, you might call it that.
I screwed up on many of them.
What is it? It sounds like a dog barking or something here. What is that?
Apparently the recording guy wanted to have some extra...
Wanted to have some extra what?
Extra noises. A sound effect.
See, Dennis? That's one where you started singing it and then stopped and started again.
Yeah, I screwed up.
Yeah, let's listen to that again. Let me back that up.
All right. There, there's quality control.
Oh, why didn't you go back and redo that one, Dennis?
I think I did a good job. I only heard the CD.
No, Dennis, that's a huge, glaring error.
Okay, it's a huge, glaring error, but two takes, I did okay.
Oh my God, so that's the best take you had on Silent Night?
Apparently.
I mean, I'm curious why. Did you listen to the final cut?
I'm listening to the final cut, not you all right now.
You know, usually most recording artists, Dennis, when they have the final cut, if they started singing at the wrong time and then stopped and then started again, they'd probably go back and redo it.
You know, I did that a couple of times, but apparently I didn't do that with Silent Night.
All right, let's listen to it one more time.
This would be the start and stop version of Silent Night.
Just my opinion, I don't think the animal sound effects help you out at all.
Yeah, he was playing with Dennis there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis P. Murphy.
Okay. All right, Dennis.
Keep killing me. All right, well, listen, we will be discussing your major CD release sure. on tomorrow's episode when you come in to host the very awkward, annoying Thanksgiving.
So, in your opinion, Don and Mike, what would you rate it?
Well, I think it's your finest effort.
I've heard worse.
Well, okay. You have? Hey, can you say I have a chance?
Yes, you can say that. I'm saying you have a chance.
And for listeners who want to check out the CD cover, it's DennisMurphy.com.
Okay, gotcha, Dennis. There's your plug, DennisMurphy.com.
God, Mike, I'm sorry. I'll do better next time.
Oh, don't worry, Dennis. You're a triple threat.
You did great.
Huh? Thank you, God.
What are the three parts of his triple threat, Mike?
He's an actor. Mm-hmm. He's a singer. And I think he can dance, too. Oh, triple threat man.
He's a good dancer. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
Yes, song and dance man.
Thank you for listening.
My pleasure, Dennis. I loved it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
We will see you tomorrow, Dennis.
Hold on, Buck. What's your opinion?
Dennis, you're in a class by yourself.
Thank you, Buck. On that note, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Dennis.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pulling in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl Wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Is anyone listening?
In 1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant... Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and, who is it?
It's a pizza guy.
Again?
It's a pizza guy, sir.
Pour the double cheese and sausage.
Oh, here it is.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Is Don and Mike Anonymous or a 12-step program for this addiction?
No, absolutely not. Thank God that there's not some kind of self-help program for people addicted to this show.
But I need some kind of treatment.
Really gets super bad, you just listen until you die.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing? How's it doing?
Hey, Baldy.
Listen, I'm leaving for Hawaii in about 2 weeks. I'll be over there in business.
Show off.
And while I'm there, I'm going to the Pro Bowl. Is there anything you guys want me to do while I'm there?
Yes, kill yourself. Jump off the highest mountaintop and kill yourself.
Before I kill myself.
What are you going to say next? You're taking a Playboy bunny with you?
No. I mean,
you get any worse?
No, what could we possibly say? You are going to Hawaii, and we are not. You're going for, how long are you going to Hawaii for?
I'll be back on the 29th. I'll be back like the 15th of February.
Oh my God. 2 weeks in Hawaii.
But I'm working.
Oh, get out of here. Kiss my ass with that.
Is there anything you want me to do while I'm at
the program? Yes, I stand by that. Kill yourself. and then write our names in blood on your hotel suite wall.
Yeah. That's where you wanted to kill, in the hotel, not on the beach or anyplace.
No. When you're in a room service. As you're out looking on the beautiful sunset.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you didn't want to do anything. You just called us because you are so darn happy.
No, going
to Hawaii. You wanted the world to know.
I'm not all that excited about going to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, now you're really making me sick.
I mean, I'd rather go to the Super Bowl with you guys.
Oh, come on, eat me.
I'm serious.
Come on, Hawaii.
Would you rather go to the Super Bowl or would you rather go to the Pro Bowl?
I'd rather go to Hawaii. I'd rather go to Hawaii any day of the week.
The Pro Bowl is the gig.
I'm just thinking, I'm just willing to go over there and while I'm at the game, do something like stand behind one of the cameras.
Oh, come on. Please. No, yeah, kill yourself on camera. That would make me happy.
The luckiest man in the world calling right now.
Really, that's what I want you to do. Kill yourself on camera.
I'm going to Hawaii on business.
Hey, is there anything I can do for you? Like, what are we supposed to say?
You're just ecstatic about it, I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm willing to...
Or even better, find the general manager of our Honolulu affiliate and kill him. He owns about 8 stations. He's got us on the crappiest station in Honolulu.
He's got ours is... the transmitter's located right at the mouth of the volcano.
Yeah, make it a murder-suicide.
Yeah, a sacrifice.
Should I kill myself first or should I kill him first?
Kill him first.
A Native Hawaiian sacrifice. You know, wear a grass skirt and then take him into the volcano with you.
As a matter of fact, put an apple in his mouth and do that thing where you put him on the spit and you like roast him like a rotisserie chicken.
A luau.
Yes.
Bring him, paddle him over to the volcano with that canoe with the one leg on it, you know?
Oh, well. Hey, I tried. I mean, I was willing to try anything for you guys over there.
Yeah. If you're really willing to try, then don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd really like. You know what's the best idea?
Don't go. Give up your trip and give it to somebody else.
Well, that I can't do.
Oh, so you're really not willing to do what we'd like you to do then.
Yeah, you think you're being nice, but that's what would make us truly happy, is your displeasure at not going.
To know that you were stuck in bad, icy weather like we are. See, misery loves company. That's the motto of this show.
See, well, you know, it snows in the mountains over there.
Do you have do you have business over there?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you just reschedule the meeting and have it in some place like Cleveland?
Yeah, what is the business that you have? I love this when business guys say, hey, I got to go to Hawaii for business.
Right.
I'll tell you something. CBS has these managers meetings every year in Hawaii.
Always.
You know what it is? It's a chance for them to fly in a bunch of Class A whores, and they get a bunch of very expensive liquor. So I've heard.
Yeah, right.
And it's like 5 days of these managers just living a total hedonistic lifestyle.
Class A whores.
No pants.
Yeah, no Class B whores, Mike. Only the finest hookers.
Oh, that's funny.
They fly them in from the mainland.
To Hawaii.
Yeah, no Hawaiian
they
hookers.
They don't fly them in. They say they come in on a freighter.
What is your business?
With sequin gowns.
I work for the government.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hold on.
Wait a minute.
There's no way a common government worker would be able to get a trip to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Is this some sort of junket?
No, it's not. I do training, so I'm over in one of the Honolulu offices doing training.
What kind of training?
You train people?
To do what?
Computers.
A computer geek is going to Hawaii for 2 weeks?
Christ,
I'm not a computer geek.
You should play the lottery, buddy, because you're the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Are you a married guy or are you single?
No, I'm single.
Oh God! Keep killing me.
Are you going over there by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Jeez. I hope you get the clap. I really do. I hope you get the Hawaiian clap.
Wow, that's the worst.
I called up to sacrifice my time for you guys.
Oh, no, you don't. Bull ass. You did not. You called. You called to rub it in that you're going to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. I hope he gets the Hawaiian clap. That's when those the family jewels turn into coconuts.
Hey, I've already got Lakanuki.
Lakanuki. Oh, see, he's got all the lines already. Oh, man.
Screw you.
Yeah, you're the luckiest man in the world. What do we want to have anything to do with you for?
What were the dates you're going again?
I'm leaving on the 29th.
First 2 weeks of February, basically.
I will scan the papers for plane crashes in the Honolulu area. All right, see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye. Just wanted to call and tell the world he's going to Hawaii for business.
Good for you.
The government. What the hell's wrong with our government?
Good for you.
What the hell's wrong with it? Like, that question needs to be asked.
I'm going to Bowie, Maryland this weekend. Yippee for me.
Yeah, very, very, very exciting. I'll be washing my dog.
Hello.
Don and Mike, my radio heroes.
Yes, hello there.
How you guys doing? I got a couple questions for you. One, how many videos did you guys put out?
That we know about, one.
Okay, and do you know where I can find it? I'm calling from the Fairfax area. Do you know where I can find it?
You mean sex, pies, and videotape?
Yes.
No, you know, we purposely, only made like 10,000 of those so that they'd be exactly what they are now, collector's items.
We're hoping that Sotheby's is going to have a big auction for them when we're long gone.
And some sucker will pay $3 million for it, like some idiot did for that Mark McGuire baseball.
I hold it in my hand, and we'll start the bidding at $1 million. We have the last Don and Mike sex pies and videotape right here.
No, I don't know where they are. I really don't.
No. Okay, well, you guys rock, and you guys make my swing shift at work all the more enjoyable.
The bid has come in from Hawaii. A computer worker bid $4 million for tape number 10,000.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. He's just died of the clap as his plane crashed at the Pro Bowl.
At the Pro Bowl. The luckiest man in the world, not so lucky after all.
Hello there. Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'd like to thank you, first of all. I received a check in the mail as I won the end-of-the-year promotion money.
Oh, you mean the $1,000 that we had left over to give away?
Yeah, the $1,250.
Oh, you're the guy that won that. Well, great.
Yeah, that part was good. Now, the bad part is, if you recall, it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah?
And my wife was at a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, I stopped by here to listen to the radio before I went to pick her up.
Where's here? Was that your office?
No, home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She was about 25 miles south of D.C.
Why don't you really just take a speed up just a little bit to get to the point?
Well, the point is, I got in a whole lot of hot water for not picking her up because I played the Mike O'Mara game after I won the money.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You're like talking in code. Listen, all I know is that you're a guy You were on our last show before Christmas, and you won $1,250 in cash, right?
And now you're saying you got in trouble because, and we don't understand, what's the Mike O'Mara game? I don't understand.
Well, I was supposed to pick my wife up, and I sort of decided I would relax a little bit instead of picking her up immediately.
Sounds like you're relaxing now.
No.
What do you mean, you had a couple of drinks?
Not yet. Give it time.
Is that what you're saying, that night you had a couple of drinks?
Yeah, and decided this was not a good idea to go drive. Needless to say, I got a call from her. I suggested that I shouldn't drive. I suggested she get a cab.
What is the point of this story?
You are so loaded.
The point is, I got in a whole lot of hot water because she first didn't believe that I'd actually called the show and won something and had to wait for a check to show up in order to get myself out of the doghouse.
I hope she uses that money to get a good lawyer.
Absolutely. I think you should be in hot water because it takes you 8 hours to tell one simple story.
Jesus. Hey, another satisfied winner of the Don and Mike show.
This was Christmas Eve.
Right.
And he won $1,250.
You're welcome. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Keep killing me.
You people do.
Damn, don't
you? Yeah,
He was Damn Dummy Hall of Fame material.
HOF. DDHOF. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sirs, I'm addicted to the show.
Thanks.
And, hey, I risk being a bad caller, but I think you should know that, with your permission, I want to mention a show that mentioned you guys.
No. Was it another radio show? Don't care. Listen, really, don't care.
We're not allowing that in 1999.
Yeah, they said something malicious about you.
No, don't care.
Doesn't matter. We're not giving them the forum.
Don't care.
Not going to do it.
Don't care.
That's our rule for 1999.
Hello, Don and Mike show. All those other disc jockeys just kiss my bung.
That's the second guy. I got a theory. There are a bunch of guys that call this show that start about noon. Seriously, they have a day off from work, and it's one of their things they want to do. They want to call this show, but they're terrified to do it. So they really got to get a little liquid courage, and they start seriously about 12 noon. It's like, hey, Don and Mike, I got a story to tell you. I'm $1,250 before the holiday. It's not good. Let me tell you this story.
Play the Mike O'Mara game.
I played the Mike O'Mara game. And,
the home version.
You know. And, not yet.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to see if you guys have seen the new promo for Mike Tyson's fight coming up.
Which one? The info? Do you mean the infomercial?
Not the info.
Oh, you mean the one where it says like he's eating breakfast and he does 300 sit-ups a day?
That one. No, there's one where he's not. He's wearing this long black T-shirt, and they do this span up his body, and he's wearing, like, it looks like he's not wearing anything. You see this little swatch of
promo. That's not a promo, sir. That's a dream you've had.
No, it's not.
I'm thinking about buying that fight. I really am.
I just to see Mike Tyson. He's still got that draw. Yeah. You know,
there's something fun about seeing Mike Tyson beat the crap out of somebody. Right. I got to admit, it definitely triggers the animal in me that just wants to see him just pummel another guy. Even though I know I'll pay the $39.95,
mm-hmm.
I'll stay up till midnight. The fight really won't start till 12:30, right. And it'll be over at 12:31, and then I'll be super pissed all weekend that I wasted the money. But I will go ahead and do it
occasionally. And not very often you get a good undercard where you actually get some good fights underneath, too.
I think I want him to see him kick some ass, but...
What?
My question is he going to fight in those little weenie bikinis? Oh,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Told you it was a dream.
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air, Crackley.
All right.
Mr. Geiger calling. This man is radioactive, Buzz.
When Don renamed his penis Michael yesterday, was that just for yesterday?
I never renamed my penis Michael.
Oh, I thought you went from George to Michael. This yesterday to honor.
Oh, that may have been a joke, sir. That may have been a joke. You damn dummy. Come on, get with the program.
I was worried about, has Buzz ever named his?
No, it's a horse with no name, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was talking about that Mike Tyson commercial. Have you all seen the commercial on ESPN for the Mike Tyson fight? It's actually a Snickers commercial, and the fighter's sitting on the training table with his gloves over his ear.
And the guy doesn't want to fight Mike Tyson. So they say, come on, you got to come out and fight him. And the guy says no. And then the guy takes his gloves away from his head. And this guy's got the biggest elephant ears you've ever seen in your life.
You're going to eat me alive.
Yeah. Is it one of those ESPN commercials?
No, it's a real commercial.
Real Snickers commercial?
I think. Or you know what? It might be an ESPN commercial. I don't know.
They just keep churning them out. I hope they never stop.
Yeah, hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man.
You guys are the best DJs in town.
Well, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who was that? Christine Kerner just came by?
Oh, it's Charlie going to tell you that it was Snickers.
How'd Christine's abortion go?
No complications. Oh.
Would you ask her to come in? I'd like to find out how that went today.
God.
I know she's back, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I saw her in the hall.
I'd like to find out how that went. Hello.
Hope everything's fine.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was calling to tell you I was seeing Mike Tyson when he kicked that guy in the nuts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Christine.
What?
Hold on a second. How'd everything go at the doctor's today?
Fine, thank you.
Really? You don't have any regrets?
Not at all.
Not at all? Would have been a handsome baby, I think. You and Rob together? It's even a baby in love?
Maybe.
Yeah, this isn't too awkward.
I'm just asking her about her abortion.
Oh, God!
My doctor wasn't fine, thank you.
How is Petey? Or Peter?
Peter, he's fine. He's
Peter the
well.
Beagle.
Peter, the he's 8 months, 8 weeks, rather.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
He was really the father of the aborted baby.
Oh,
God. Peter the Beagle.
And he's doing well, though, too. Thank you.
Peter the meter beagle.
Glad you're feeling well, Christine.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you've been through. I'm amazed you're here. Look at that.
What are you snacking on?
Pretzels.
So you say.
So you say.
I could say something now that would be really disgusting, but
I won't say it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
Johnny Enabler and sliding in behind you over there.
Jesus That's exactly Christ. What I was thinking, though, Rob. Let's play the match game. That's the word, Mike. The word.
God, you boys. You too.
Buzz, write the word down. See if you can think. Well, that would have been a good joke.
I'm going to be close, if not right on it, I think.
Very close.
Okay. Very, very close.
Very close, Buzz. I'll give that to you, Buzz. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Geronimo.
Yeah.
Mr. O'Meara.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir.
And could you put me through to Rave so I could get an autographed picture?
Okay, all right. Shut up, you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if that moron has been calling your wife anymore, her friend from school.
Oh, that email guy.
Oh, you mean the guy with the email? No.
That damn dummy.
No, he hasn't. At least I think he hasn't.
Wasn't that what the story You Got Mail was based on?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We got to do a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.